The Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O.
Oh, okay.
Start the show.
Here we go!
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
We stink out loud.
Set a course for adventure.
Let's do this. Showtime.
It is showtime. Good morning. Fired up this morning. That's good, man. That's good. Fired up. It's game time, guys. It's game time. First quarter kicks off at 7:30. It is a beautiful Good Friday, April 14, 6:10 in the a.m.
High today of 80 degrees, man.
Whew. Here it comes.
80 degrees when I tell that girl, please.
Today is Good Friday, and it's 7:30 right here at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast in the Calvary parking lot. The United Blood Services will be set up on location to take your blood. It's super easy.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. You get a... Well, do they have cookies? I remember a lot. They give you a cookie, right? Orange juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're saving lives. I love it. I love that we're doing that on Good Friday, because Good Friday is all about Jesus Christ giving his blood on the cross. It's crazy because I was reading on Fox News. They had an article up. What's so good about Good Friday? And I mean, it's kind of a dark day.
Yeah.
If you're not a Christian and you wonder why are Christians celebrating Good Friday? Because that's when Jesus was nailed to a cross.
Yeah.
That's a pretty dark day. Well, yeah, it was a dark day.
Yeah.
But then 3 days later, the tomb was empty.
Boom.
They rolled away the stone. Roll away. Okay. How does that go? The Mumford and Sons. Roll
we have it.
Away your
nope.
stone.
Nope. That's not how it
just
goes,
give me a little so I can get started.
You were like rolling up your sleeves as you were talking, and I'm like, I can't tell if he's mocking.
I was getting ready to throw down, and I couldn't remember how to give it to me a little bit. How does it start?
You need your
roll
guitar.
Away.
No, you're already way wrong. You need the beat.
Okay, give me the beat.
Roll away your stone. Give me to get it.
Oh, I'll find it. Yeah, I bet it's not in here anymore. I bet you Daniel deleted it.
Of course it's in there. We still play it.
Nuh-uh.
You're dumb.
Nuh-uh.
You're dumb.
There it is.
There it is. That's weird.
Oops, hold on. Here it is.
Oh.
Roll away your stone.
Bob.
Trying to get the beat here. Hold on. This is a good song.
But don't take this beat because it changes right okay. here.
Roll away your stone, I'll roll away mine.
Thank you.
Roll away okay. your stone, cuz
it's all I needed, man.
Don't leave me alone at this.
We're just going to play some Mumford this morning.
We should. We should play.
I mean, it's Good Friday.
I got to get permission first. I can't just
what
throw
do you
it
mean?
In
get,
there.
Oh, right, right.
I can't just throw it in there.
Here, let me text the program director.
I'll get
he said
up.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then it's on you, buddy. It's on you. Oh, good morning. It is Good Friday.
It's a good Friday. I hate myself.
Yeah, I sang that all day yesterday. My kids were going crazy. Yeah, we're gearing up for Sunday Easter sunrise service at the Lobo Stadium. Make plans. It kicks off at 7:30 a.m. This year, Jordan Felice going to be playing with Battle Drums Worship. We'll be there, of course, kicking things off at 6:30, warming you up. And we have a message from Pastor Skip Heitzik. It's going to be great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's already here. Remember last year when you, Tao, and myself were saying, we can't wait for next year. It's going to be here before you know it. A lot has changed since then.
Yeah.
Roll away, okay. your stone.
A lot has changed in just 1 year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How was your day yesterday? Have a good day?
Good, man. Luke's coach was away in Chicago. So Luke had a game last night.
Yeah.
And it was like, who's coaching this game?
Oh, you stepped up.
I mean, no.
But oh.
Somebody did.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. We won, man.
Oh, yeah. They need to fire the coach.
No, they do not.
Yeah, right.
No, really. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, how would you feel if you guys would have lost? Would you have felt like it's your fault?
No, really. I didn't do anything. Nothing. Oh. Nothing. It was the kid. Dude, the kids are amazing. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really awesome. Yeah. Had a lot of fun. Those boys are amazing.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the Dodgers. It's kind of ironical because he's gone. He's a huge Dodger fan. My boy Jay, he is the manager of the Dodgers. And he was in Chicago. He's gone for a few days with the family. And they went and saw his Dodgers, the real Dodgers, play in Wrigley yesterday. The Dodgers lost 4-0 to the Cubbies. And we were up 4-0 going into the final inning.
Wow,
I was like,
this
is so poetic. We are one out away from winning 4-0.
Wow.
And then they ended up scoring a couple because I think we were kind of like, we're ready to go home.
Yeah.
We got this in the books. And then all of a sudden I was like, no, we do not. Uh-oh.
How did Luke do? Did he pitch?
No, he caught the whole game.
Yeah?
Which was, yeah.
Why did he do that? I thought he's like the pitcher now.
He pitched on Tuesday, and there's Little League regulations as far as pitching, what your arm can do and can't do. So he caught the whole game, which was fantastic. So it was great. He had a couple RBIs and.
Nice.
Yeah, scored a couple.
Good.
Yeah.
All right on.
Yeah, man!
Good job, Steve-O. Stepping up into the coaching position.
Or I just kept a book.
Yeah, well, you were there. That's all that matters. Guys, I'm fired up this morning, like seriously fired up, because when I saw the news yesterday that APS is cutting middle school sports.
You should have been at the Little League fields when that went over.
Yeah, like, were people freaking out?
All of a sudden,
out?
People were like looking at their phones because it was serious. It like,
yeah.
It went out.
I saw it on KOAT, and I was thinking, is this fake news, KOAT?
Oh, no, dude. It was breaking news, and it was like somebody had died. Like, seriously, because
I've
all of a sudden the stands, you just saw parents looking at their phones, and then they started talking to each other, and at the end of the game, that's all anybody was talking about. Because that's the age of most of these kids,
you know, at
the Little League fields.
And I'm probably more fired up just because I have a son who's in fifth grade, and he's about ready to go into middle school.
Yep.
Even if I didn't have kids that were in middle school, I would still be fired up. And you should be fired up because this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Yeah, we're definitely going to cover this today. Because
there is no more middle school sports for APS.
It cut all middle school sports programs.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Football.
Track. I mean, it's
soccer.
It's done. Volleyball. Did you say volleyball?
Volleyball. What? Any sport activity the kids can be involved in? Dunzo.
Yeah.
Gone. Does that mean? I mean, this isn't a sport, but like show choir. What about those other after school programs?
Not yet.
Wow. I am trying to wrap my head around.
That's more the arts, bruh. This.
Yeah, I know. But
don't you take away the arts?
They're going to take away the sports. Why aren't? What? Why not that?
Well, I mean, if you want to get into it now, it's all due to operating budgets. And unfortunately, the reality from APS is that 90% of its operating budget is tied up in salaries and benefits. So the cuts had to come from somewhere else. This is according to APS speaking to KRQE News, by the way. Cutting sports is going to save the district between $500,000 and $750,000 next year. And not knowing what next year's money coming in from the state looks like because the governor's cutting stuff and, you know, changing some stuff up, they're like, we got to be prepared for the worst. So if somehow, some way, they get that money, they can
quote, reverse it, but they're saying that it would take a miracle at this point.
I almost feel like this is a situation where we could raise $750,000 very quickly.
Yeah.
If we all came together and said, you know what, we'll all put in a little bit of money. We could make up for that money.
Yeah. Well, the district says plans could change depending on the final budget coming from the state, but shy of a miracle, these cuts will stay.
Oh my gosh. We'll talk about it. You, of course, I'm sure want to talk about it. 585 Live, if you want to text in.
Yeah.
We'll do that a little later on in the show. What else? We got slow motion theater this morning. It's hilarious today. It's really funny. I might have put together an Easter song.
Does it have to do with bunnies?
Yes. Ugh. Bunnies, candy. I mean, it's an Easter song. Pretty proud of it. I'll throw it down for you guys, maybe. Maybe if you're lucky. Just maybe. Haven't been feeling very creative lately. I've been very, very tired and just felt like, you know what? I need to sing. Roll away your stone when you're not home.
Okay.
How does it go?
Gosh.
How's that next part go?
Not like that, that's for sure.
On the Jimmy Kimmel show, they sent somebody out on the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, and they asked little kids what they thought about the very first Easter, and it was pretty funny. We'll play for you. Every hour you run adds how many hours to your life?
I feel like it cuts by the end of it, depending on how long you're running. Our boy Sam Swan's a runner.
He is a runner.
He's 143 years old.
He's going to live forever.
He is. Every hour you run adds 2.5 hours to your life.
Nope. We'll talk about it coming up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys had heard. I'm sure if you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you probably heard about the non-nuclear bomb.
Oh, man.
That we used to bomb ISIS yesterday.
The mother of all bombs.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. You think Trump is scared to push that button? man, it's...
I don't want to talk about it.
This is crazy.
America's not in the book of Revelation. I'm just going to remind everybody.
For real! Oh my gosh, it's one of those things where I'm going, oh my gosh, is this... This is not... This, I mean, I think it's great because he made a promise that he was going to wipe out ISIS. I'm all about it. I really am. It's just scary. It's scary times.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll talk about it coming up. And, of course, American Airlines, their reputation is not good right now. Well, I have a great story on the way about an employee that works at American Airlines that stepped up and saved 2 lives in one day.
Wow.
That's coming up.
That's from American Airlines?
Yep.
Are you sure this is real? It's not just like good publicity for American. They're like, look, we don't harm passengers. We save them. United in American.
And remind me, I need to share a letter with you off the air, because I don't know if this is real or not.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I've been in radio. You know, you and I both have been in radio a long time.
Yeah.
I've never had this situation ever come up. I've never known anybody that's been in this situation. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if we want to do it. I need your opinion. I totally forgot to share it with you.
Okay.
But
we'll talk about that.
It's titled, I Just Found Out I'm Related to My Husband.
Get out of my life.
Okay, yeah. When I first saw it, I started reading it. And here's the thing. Let me just tell you right now. It's not like a brother-sister thing.
Well, no. The funny thing is, if it's what I'm thinking it is, I know that this has happened before.
Really?
Welcome to New Mexico. Wait. You're my fourth cousin? Yeah! Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it off the air and then we'll see. I want your opinion. Because I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get those emails and you're like, is that real? Does that stuff really happen? I guess.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Okay.
Welcome to New Mexico.
All right.
I'm not joking.
Man.
Possible.
7:30. Don't forget, United Blood Service is going to be out. 4001 Osuna, Northeast, right here in the Calvary parking lot. Can people jump online and put their name in to get a schedule a time?
Just put your name in a hat.
Is that how they do it? They schedule a time for you?
Yeah. Yes. Just go to ubs.gov/Calvary. No, I'm just making stuff up at this point. Yeah.
We'll give you all those details here in a minute, but come down. Noon today, we have a very special service, a Good Friday service for you. Message from Skip Heitzik, some music, and make sure you get here early, too, because it fills up, and you want to get a good spot. 585-LIVE if you want to text in, 585-5483. We got some headlines on the way. We'll check the roads. Good Friday. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
U.S.-led coalition dropped a 22,000-pound bomb on a series of ISIS cave complexes in Afghanistan. The bomb is the largest in the non-nuclear U.S. arsenal.
The Rockets, James Harden making history, the first to finish the regular season with at least 2,000 points, 900 assists, and 600 rebounds.
President Trump's assessment that the dollar is too strong, he says, is partly his fault because people have so much confidence in him. The dollar immediately plunged as soon as those comments were released.
Deliberations now underway in the double murder trial of former football star Aaron Hernandez.
Two men under arrest in Illinois. They are facing terrorism charges accused of conspiring to support ISIS.
One Michigan city backs away from a controversial label.
By a 5-2 vote, the city council has decided not to call Lansing a sanctuary city.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has removed the director of its Washington, D.C. Medical Center.
Laid word in Delaware that a judge has convicted a 17-year-old girl of homicide for a school bathroom fight that left a 16-year-old girl dead.
New questions about former Trump advisor Carter Page, who the FBI suspected might have been a spy for Russia.
New Zealand officials say the brunt of Cyclone Cook is going to pass the largest city, Auckland, but it's soon going to reach the capital, Wellington. Last week, the remnants of a different cyclone battered the coast of New Zealand.
6:33 on a Good Friday.
High today of 80 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads, there is nothing happening, man. Of course, construction going on, regular construction. If you are in the Montgomery area, San Mateo Boulevard at Montgomery, there's some construction. The left lane is closed. Montgomery Boulevard east at Wyoming, the right lane is closed. Wantabo Boulevard between Montgomery and Spain, the left lane is closed there. That's your look at traffic, man.
Traffic!
It's a good Friday.
That's who he is.
Starting at 7:30, right here in the Calvary parking lot, you can come and give your blood. United Blood Services will be out, and you can make an appointment.
Yeah, I was going to say, I posted all the details, facebook.com/star88fm. If you click the link I just put up there, Blood Hero, it goes directly to our blood drive, and you can set up an appointment. There's only one available left at the 7:30 hour, so it depends. 7:45, there's still one available. So we've got one like every 15 minutes or so, but it gets kind of thin, man. So you got to schedule it. That's what I would say.
Get it scheduled, guys.
Get it scheduled. 7:30 to 2:30, it's going to be going on. So.
What's the actual website where they can go if they don't have Facebook?
Well, it's at United Blood Services. You just have to find, you have to search for something near your... What I did is I went to blood drives today.
Okay.
And found the Calvary of Albuquerque Blood Mobile is what it says.
Should be easy for you to find.
It's not of, but yeah, that's what it's called.
Noon today, we have a service, a Good Friday service with Pastor Skip Heitzik. Music.
Yeah.
It's set up outside, right?
Get here early. Yeah.
Yeah, so get here early so you can get a good spot. I remember last year I had all these people texting me like, can you save me seats? And it was like, I'll try. We'll see. But, yeah, the Easter or the Good Friday message is just always amazing. It's so good. So plan on being here around noon today. It's going to be a beautiful day. And then sunrise service on Sunday. Make plans. 7:30 we kick off in the morning. We're going to watch the sunrise together. We're going to warm you up. Steve-O and I are going to throw hot cocoa on each other.
No, we're not. Gosh.
Can you imagine?
That would be so dumb.
Yeah, but it would be funny for everyone else. Oh, it's going to be a great day on Sunday. I'm excited. Guys, we're going to talk about APS, cutting middle school sports, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Fired up, guys. I'm fired up.
I'm sorry. In the meantime, I'm fired up as well. You got your news about sports, and I got my news about video games yesterday, and I lost my mind. You know, we've talked about this thing ever since it launched. The NES Classic. It is the holy grail right now of gaming systems. The NES Classic, it includes like 30 original Nintendo games. Since it's been out, you can't find it on the shelves. People are selling it on eBay for like $300. It's stupid. Ugh. Nintendo's been trying to meet the demands, but they just can't. And yesterday, they made a baffling announcement. They are discontinuing the NES Classic.
What do you mean they can't meet the demands? Nobody else has an issue with this. What other gaming system has an issue with meeting the demands?
I don't know.
What do you mean? What?
I found a list of four reasons why they may have discontinued it, because for some reason, they just haven't been able to meet the demands. I only know one person who actually has scored an NES Classic. For those that don't know, it's the original Nintendo. It's smaller. They put 30 NES Classic games within the system.
Yeah, if you're in your 30s, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, the price for the system was already astronomical on the secondary market, so it's probably just going to make it even worse. But why would you cancel your best product? Seriously, you can't even keep it on the shelf. Well, here's a few theories. Number one, Nintendo hates piracy that much. Apparently, the NES Classic Edition has been hacked so many times that you can go on YouTube and you can see people who have been able to download other games into the gaming system. So instead of it just being 30, it's like, here's 80 games. Here's all these other classic games.
That should be a simple fix.
Yeah, it didn't seem like piracy was that big of a deal, but Nintendo did lose control over its own product, and that might be reason enough to discontinue it. Although the hack was months ago, why just make this drastic move now, right? Another reason could be that there just isn't enough profit in it. It's not going to continue to support a product if the price of creating the product, the licensing for the 30 games, shipping of the units to retailers is exceeding the amount of profit the company can expect to take in from selling
it. Raise the price of it then. I mean, it is pretty inexpensive.
Right?
It really is. So raise the price if you're not making enough money on it.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if it's in that high of a demand, why can't they just raise the price?
So here's one thing that somebody that they're bringing out that could very well be the reason. The NES Classic was preloaded with 30 games, and not all of them were Nintendo first party releases. So it's possible, although highly unlikely, that one of the publishers that owns the rights to one of those games got angry about the success of the NES Classic and said, "Hey man, we want more money for the licensing of this game." So,
I mean, that could be.
Yeah.
They're not making a whole lot of profit off it anyways.
Yeah. And so, exactly. And maybe the company said, you know what? We want this much money. And Nintendo said no. And they said, fine, then you can't keep making these with our video game in it. So maybe they're going to discontinue it to make an updated version. I don't know. I mean, because it's very sudden. Seriously. Like out of nowhere yesterday, Nintendo was just like, yeah, this is done. And here's another reason. So this is fingers crossed, but Nintendo may be playing with this fake scarcity by yanking the console at the height of its popularity to replace it with something better this year. Maybe there's a new color scheme. Maybe there's a different selection of games, because they have the ability to release these consoles on an ongoing basis with different games or maybe limited edition shells. So who knows? I don't know. None of those theories are like perfect theories, but
I hope that
it's still so weird. The case.
That's weird. Well, I don't understand that if it's that popular, why would they pull it?
Dude, seriously. The only explanation I will accept is if they do plan on making another better version.
Yeah.
Because, you know, other people were saying, well, maybe it's because of the Nintendo Switch. The Nintendo Switch came out and it is the fastest selling Nintendo system in the company's history. So it's like, well, maybe they just want to focus on the Switch. But they're two completely different kinds of consoles. One is like, hey, nostalgic 30-year-old, want to play Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
Totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So anyways, very sad news for those of us who like cool classic gaming systems.
You can keep me updated on that. I'm going to try
because, dude, I don't get it. I searched and searched and searched and kept going to Target and all the stupid places asking, and the guys would just look at me and go,
man,
sir, we didn't get any more shipments of the Nintendo Classic. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Yeah, and now apparently we'll never see it again. But we will see some new movies because it's Friday. New in theaters today. The Fate of the Furious. How excited
what up,
are
dog?
You? Oh. How excited are you?
I'm pretty excited. Out? And I'm excited because they're going all the way up to 10 of these.
Gosh.
So they're going to make 10.
Is this 8 or 9?
This is 8.
Okay.
They got two more. This is going to be huge. Every time they put out a Fast and the Furious, they make so much money.
Yeah.
Like, this will probably make $200,000 to $300,000 over the week. I'm sure it will. I almost choked again. I'm okay.
Just drink some water, man.
I'm fine.
Well, I never saw the 7th one. I still haven't seen the 7th one.
That's such a good one.
But that's the one where Paul Walker dies, man. So I'm like,
doesn't matter.
I don't know if he dies in the movie or not.
So
I just
good.
Know like in real life. And so it's like, no, I don't
know. No, they used his brother as a stand-in.
Really?
Yeah.
And it looks good?
Yeah.
It's not weird?
They CGI'd Paul Walker's face on him.
Right.
Yeah, you couldn't notice.
Dom and Letty's honeymoon is short-lived because Fast and the Furious 8 needs to happen. So Vin Diesel's now a bad guy, and he betrayed his wife and the rest of the team, and he's working with the terrorist Charlize Theron, and Scott Eastwood's in it, and Kurt Russell's the handler guy, and Jason Statham is back, and it's crazy.
You know, these movies are so popular, Steve-O, they could really have a whole series of different Fast and the Furious movies.
This weekend, if you're looking for Fast and Furious action, look no further than Moms, late for after school pickup. Speeding down streets, ignoring school zone signs, and returning the stern glare of the volunteer crossing guard. They're Moms, late for after school pickup, starring the mom who can't stop looking at her cell phone, the mom oblivious to kids in the crosswalk, and the single mom who lets everybody know it. Also starring the mom who has to get Jimmy to soccer practice in 15 minutes. And another mom who has a million things to do. Out of their way because the rules don't apply to them. Their mom's late for after school pickup. Starts today around 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
That is real life.
You know, it's so funny.
Man.
My kids all the time, when Leslie's not in the car with us, mm-hmm. they'll rat mom out. They'll rat her out. And they'll be like, mom drives so fast. We get scared, dad. I'm like, it's okay, son. It's okay. Mom's a good driver.
Oh,
she's
man.
Never had a ticket.
Leslie and I are so similar. So similar. Because I feel like that's probably what the boys would say about me.
Yeah.
But I'm very safe. I don't speed
my wife
or anything.
Is always late to everything. So it's Fast and the Furious
okay.
all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. I can take my time in my car. Somebody pointed out the fact that, you know, remember The Rock and Vin Diesel had that crazy feud?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you pay close attention to those two interacting, it doesn't look like they actually shared any screen time together in this one.
Wow.
Like there's a scene where Dom steals something from Hobbs, but from the way it was shot, it could have easily just been a stunt double and they never really share face time-ish from the way it's shot. That's interesting. Yeah. I remember, do you remember the movie The Heat? It was with like Val Kilmer.
That was a great movie.
So there were rumors that De Niro and Al Pacino had some kind of weird thing. And if you watch that film, same thing. Wow. They're never technically on the screen. Like there's a whole scene where they're eating lunch together, but you never see both of their faces at the same time.
Oh, so they filmed their scenes without each other?
Yeah.
And there was just a body
double? Just a body double.
Oh my gosh.
From the back. Yeah. Like that whole movie. Now go back and watch The Heat.
Huh.
They never share face to face, like at the same time.
Yeah.
It's usually like this back and forth and you never see them together. And so it was this weird, what was going on there and why, you know.
Yeah, that would be tough if you have two egos just going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Now I want to see this movie just to watch that to see if really like they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they do that a lot of movies.
I mean, I wouldn't assume so. I mean, maybe conflict of scheduling or something like that. But you would think you would want your actors to vibe and work together.
You would
and
think. Then you get those divas up there.
Yeah. I guess if you're on your eighth movie and you're the star.
Yeah.
Like Vin Diesel, you can say, I don't want to work with him.
These movies are so great because they stick with same formula every time. And that's why it's so beautiful.
Are they so great?
No, they are so good.
I haven't even heard of this movie, but another movie releasing this weekend, The Lost City of Z.
You haven't heard of this?
Charlie Hunnam is in it? Okay.
You haven't even seen the trailer?
No, dude. Oh, wait. Don't show it to me now.
I'll show it
to you. Dude, Sienna Miller's in it. Tom Holland's in it.
Yeah.
R-Pat's in it, bruh.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I had no idea. That's releasing in theaters today. Here's something else moving on, but speaking of movies as well. I actually have a friend who is at this as we speak. Star Wars Celebration is happening right now in Orlando, Florida. It is a weekend-long celebration of Star Wars, and this year is the 40th anniversary. Dude, there was a panel discussion yesterday to kick things off with George Lucas, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Peter Mayhew, that's Chewbacca, Billy Dee Williams, and Anthony C-3PO Daniels.
Man.
Here's the cool thing. It was moderated by Warwick Davis, who played Wicket in Return of the Jedi. He also, he was Willow. He's been in Harry Potter films.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like Warwick Davis.
They played an amazing video. Man, are we going to really share a clip?
Yeah,
I'll try not to cry.
A little clip for you.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Somebody has to save our skins.
I love her, and I love her when she drives me crazy, and I love her when she makes me laugh. She's just delightful.
Carrie's an amazing and unique person. She's got an incredible intellect. She's got real courage, real gall.
Rey, may the Force be with you.
Dude, there were some crazy videos circulating yesterday from Star Wars Celebration, because that wasn't the only tribute that was paid to Carrie Fisher. Everyone knows her as Princess Leia. One thing that was interesting, Harrison Ford actually was not scheduled to be at the show. He was a surprise guest. And when he came out, the one and only Warwick Davis had some things to say.
I can't believe we managed to keep it a secret, considering you landed your plane on I-4.
but it was a good landing.
He got the part because in the end, I asked him, I said, you know, this is about spaceships and flying and stuff like that. I said, do you know how to fly?
I said, fly, yeah. Land.
I love Harrison Ford. Of course, referencing his latest skirmishes with trying to land an airplane. Man, I hope that guy lives!
Harrison?
Yeah, dude!
No, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He's crash landed so many times, man.
Yeah.
All it takes is one. Trust me.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Carrie Fisher's daughter, Billie Lourd, went to the Star Wars celebration in Orlando dressed up like Princess Leia and recited the Help Me Obi-Wan speech from Star Wars. We have a clip.
I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That's pretty cool.
Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Oh.
Moving on. In other really tragic news, but this one just lame news in my opinion, what? There's a Labyrinth sequel in the works.
You're not excited about this?
There's a sequel to the 1986 movie Labyrinth in the works. It's being written and directed by Fede Alvarez, who did the Evil Dead remake last year, or Evil Dead remake in last year's Don't Breathe. The original obviously starred Jennifer Connelly, a girl who had to rescue her brother from the Goblin King, played by David Bowie. Well, here's the thing, man. David Bowie is no longer with us, and it's a continuation of the story. However, there's no Goblin King.
Oh, well, you gotta have the Goblin King.
Yeah! So of course I'm not okay with this.
Well, they'll find somebody.
David Bowie was Labyrinth.
Dance, magic, dance. This video is awesome. Man, that movie scared me as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites, though.
Chrissy still has never seen Labyrinth.
Oh, Chrissy.
I know.
What?
I know. I wish I had known that before I said that. Those fateful words.
Goodness sakes.
I don't know. Never seen it. Dance, magic, dance. She hates musicals.
I'm not a fan either.
Really?
Nah, not really.
Gosh. La La Land comes out on Tuesday. I'm definitely buying it the day it comes out.
Okay.
2 weeks, actually. Not this Tuesday. United has a job posting for a new public relations manager. If you're in public relations and you love a challenge, well, then we've got a job for you. There's a new public relations manager job open at United Airlines. This is real, guys. The listing says, quote, "The pace is fast, our standards are high, and the opportunities are boundless. And our passengers are bloody." I just made up the last part. But the first part's real.
That was good.
Anyway, there's no word on the salary, but if you're really good at public relations, they probably dump a ton of money on you to get the job if you're really good at that. Because, man, oh, man. The lawyer for the doctor who got dragged off the flight says he suffered a broken nose, a concussion, lost 2 teeth, and he needs reconstructive surgery. Here's some more bad press for United. A 94-year-old woman's family recently pooled their money to buy her a $3,500 first-class ticket to Australia so she'd be more comfortable. But the crew wouldn't let her daughter and coach come to check on her during the flight. So they moved the 94-year-old woman to coach.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
You know, $3,500 first-class ticket for Ma so that she'd be comfortable. But since you can't check on her, we'll just move her to coach with you.
Oh, wow.
United Airlines.
I bet you, is that something that happened before all of this went down? I feel like all these stories are coming out now about United. Because like we said yesterday, probably the best time to fly United.
I still wouldn't though, man.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't because I don't know.
I don't think I would care. If I found a cheap flight, I'd take anything.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm going to be a respectful passenger. If they ask me to get off the plane, I'm going to get off the plane. There's not going to be any issues. Especially they're not going to kick off anybody anymore. I mean, CEO guy came out yesterday and said, this will never happen again.
I mean, never say never. Justin Bieber. Moving on. You know, we always highlight stupid criminals on our show. And I thought, you know, not all criminals are stupid. And maybe, just maybe, sometimes we can honor criminals.
No, We can never do that.
No?
Never.
Okay. Well, I've got a story for you. And it actually sounds like these dudes are the opposite of dumb criminals. Inmates at a prison in Marion, Ohio, got to take part in a program a few years ago where they learned a skill by taking apart electronics that were being recycled. Well, two of the prisoners managed to snag a bunch of the parts. They stole them within the walls of the prison, cobbled them together, and built two computers.
Wow.
They then used them to message people, watch things they shouldn't watch, apply for credit cards, research tax fraud, and how to make homemade drugs. No, I'm not kidding. Prison guards found the computers hidden in a ceiling tile back in 2015. We're just hearing about it now because there's a full investigation still going because they were able to build computers out of scrap parts.
That's crazy.
The inmates said, quote, they were able to pull it off because the security at the prison was so awful and no one ever watched them. They snuck all the parts into their cells and even managed to run a Cat 5 cable through the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
To get online.
Wow.
The prison's IT department figured out what was happening after they noticed a computer on their network had way more internet traffic than it should have. The Department of Corrections says it's taking steps to make sure it never happens again.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Did you ever watch Prison Break?
No.
Yeah, that's Prison Break stuff.
Like, so it could really happen.
Well, I mean, if you get somebody that's smart in there,
yeah.
Engineer types, yeah. I could see that happening.
That's pretty unreal, man. Yeah. I don't want to say congratulations
because
they're criminals and they were doing illegal things. They built two computers from scratch.
Yeah, just from taking apart electronics that were being recycled.
I guess the frustrating thing is sometimes like smart people just do dumb things. You know what I mean? Because it's like not all criminals are stupid. They just make stupid choices.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be in prison a while, it's like, well, why don't we build a computer? I mean, we can surf the net, we can email people.
Hey, Ma, how's it going?
Jump on Facebook. Yeah, just build a computer, you know?
Oh, man.
Just building computers, Mom. It's crazy. All right, we got to take a break.
Fine.
7:30, right here in the parking lot at Calvary, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast. United Blood Services is set up, and you can come and give blood for Good Friday. We put all the details at our Facebook page at Star88FM if you want to go there and schedule a time today.
Yeah, just go click the link that I posted on our Facebook page, and you'll see the times that are still available. It is filling up, so if you would like to donate blood today, you need to definitely get over to Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Beck and Amy coming in?
Yeah.
We're going to talk health. We're going to talk physical health, spiritual health. We just anything that has to do with just staying healthy. If you would like to chime in, 585-LIVE, 585-5483. You can text us if you have any questions. We'll be right back. Hawk Nelson sold out. It's Star 88.
Yeah.
Good morning. It is 7:12.
High today of 80 degrees. Taking a look at the roads. There is an accident, I-40 east, right at I-25 on the transition ramp. So if you're traveling eastbound I-40 to southbound I-25, the right lane is blocked at the beginning of the ramp. There is congestion. It's stop and go traffic right now. So wrecking everything there. No pun intended. That's your look at traffic. Okay.
Traffic! Hey, we have a blood drive happening at 7:30.
Yeah.
It's going to kick off right here at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right in the Calvary parking lot. It's a Good Friday. So make plans. We put all the details at Star88FM on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can schedule a time. And don't forget, noon, there's a Good Friday service right here at Calvary. A special message from Pastor Skip Heitzik.
It's always phenomenal out here for Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and get here early so you can get a good spot. It's they set up right outside by the fountain.
They're already setting up, yo.
Yep. Good morning, ladies.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy and Beck are here.
We're
from
back.
Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We came back. We're
That's
back.
Good. We're back.
That's good. Yeah, we're glad we're
good
back.
To have you back.
It was the first week that we hadn't like talked leading up to Friday, and so at like 6:45, it was like, they're gonna be here.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's
I mean,
Friday.
Right? It's Friday. Like, we don't have to keep telling each other that we're going to be there, right? Like,
we're here. Yeah. We're here. You have faith in us.
And we're glad
yes.
we're
here.
It's
we
one
did.
Of our highlights of the week is to come and talk about something
Heck
that
yeah,
we're passionate
same
about.
Here.
And the Starmy loves it, man. They always yeah. have questions. In fact, the Live Line's open, 585 Live, if you want to text in. Or you can hit us up at Facebook, or you can email the show, whatever. You can call us, 338-3700. But huge
yeah.
news.
Yeah, I feel like the Live Line's about to explode.
Huge oh, news. And this ties right into, you know, what we talk about on Fridays, our health, fitness. When I saw this yesterday, I wanted to punch the wall. I was yeah. so mad. I was so fired up. So if you didn't hear, APS is cutting middle school sports.
Over
budget concerns.
Sports.
All. Yeah. Football, soccer, basketball, volleyball.
Track.
Done.
It's just mind-blowing.
Right?
I read
I've
it.
Never heard of this
I saw
before.
Your post, and that's how I found out about it. And I just paused. I
yeah.
thought,
yeah.
you've got to be kidding me.
Right.
It's such an outlet. I mean, all we do is preach fitness and health and
right.
how important it is for adults. Well, let me tell you, it is just or even more
yeah.
important for the development of children.
Yeah. Yep.
In health-wise, I'm just like, so where do we go? What do we say?
Yeah.
How do we make sure that this doesn't happen? Is it already happening? Is it done?
It is. Well, so here's the thing. For those that don't know, or we are breaking this to you, APS doesn't know its final budget for the next school year.
No.
You know, the governor's making some cuts. They don't know how much funds they're going to get from the state next year. And so as it waits to see how much they're actually going to get, they're out of time. So they have to plan for next year, and right now they're planning for the worst. That means middle school kids will not be able to play intramural basketball, volleyball, track, any intramural sports. And so, of course, parents are devastated.
Yeah, my son Landon, he's going into the sixth grade next year, and he
yeah,
loves
Luke's
basketball.
Going into sixth
no.
grade.
Now,
yeah.
no basketball.
We were at Little League yesterday. Luke had a game, and you know, he's in fifth grade right now, and same thing. And so we were sitting there, and as the news broke, you could see parents like picking up their phones, and then all of a sudden, talk. And it was like, it was crazy. It was like,
oh, wow.
it was like a celebrity death. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
all of a sudden, it was like ominous and weird. And I'm like, oh no. And then Chrissy came up and said, dude, they just cut all middle school sports in APS. And after the game, seriously, there were people like in tears, like, I don't know what my child's going to do, because for a lot of kids, they can't afford club ball. You know, like, we're fortunate enough that our kids are in sports, and Jack goes to a charter school, so like, he doesn't have to worry about that. They're not cutting that for there, so with his private school, that's great. But anybody involved in APS, they're just not going to have sports in yeah. middle school.
Yeah,
and it's,
and, you know,
it's pretty devastating.
It's devastating. My sister's a counselor at one of the local public schools here, and she said one of the things that she sees over and over again is that children get attached to their people that they play sports with, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's like a
yeah,
bond there. There's a community there
yep.
of them. And a lot of times, it is the reason children get up and go to school in the day, especially
yeah.
in high school.
Right.
So all of a sudden, they've got their buddies that they hang out with after school, and it's a release. It's a, we all know as addicted to, as quote unquote addicted to CrossFit
sure.
And that feeling of releasing those adrenalines
yeah.
and feeling good about yourself, how important it is. And the children feel the same way. So all of a sudden you're pulling something that's super important for my, you know, Dex and I were talking about it this morning. I mean, there's got to be a solution to this.
Yeah. There's got to be a way. Cause when I saw it, they were saving $500,000 to $750,000.
Yeah, yeah.
My first thought was, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money.
Yeah, but
you know,
think
and
about,
it is, but
I mean,
it's it that think about
yeah,
the
to
kids
remove that
to
stuff
remove
from the
something
kids.
That's so important. That
yeah.
to me is priceless.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't take that away from
no,
the kids.
No, and you can't put a money value on that either.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you all of a sudden asked every parent to give $10 that goes to APS to add, I mean, there's got to be a solution
right. yeah.
to bring to not just take this really, really important thing away from children.
Well, what's,
you know?
What's unfortunate is the fact that there are a lot of kids, because people are chiming in already, like the Live Line went, what? Which, by the way, I would like to point out, somebody asked if this was a statewide issue. It's Albuquerque Public Schools, APS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just for APS right now. But Somebody's chiming in saying, well, so check it out. There's Little League. There's Yaffle. There's church basketball. There's homeschool kids have track teams. It's bad, but it's not their only option. But here's what I would respond to that and say I disagree, because my kids are in Little League, and we've been with the program for years, but it's not free. Right. It's not a free option. And there are a lot of kids who cannot afford to be in something like even Yaffle or Little League or something like that, because we're talking a couple hundred bucks a season. And not even like spring ball. I think it was like $150 a kid, you know? And that's not chump change for right. a family that's, you know,
right. No, and Landon, trying to make ends meet. He plays basketball, right. and it's $40 a month to play club basketball.
Yeah.
Plus, if you want to travel and go to tournaments outside of the season, it's expensive. Yeah. So there's a lot of families in this city that cannot afford
absolutely
to put their kids in these programs.
And we were talking about cutting costs for food and cutting costs for just being able to put healthy food on your plate. And now you're asking a family to come up with an extra, whether it's $30 right. or $40 a month. Parents are like, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to tell my son he can't play basketball. And right. he loves, and think of all the kids that get scholarships and grow and develop through sports, you know, and it's,
yeah.
It's good for their self-esteem.
This is what I don't understand. It's because if they cut that, what about when they get into high school? Because the middle school prepares them for sports in high school.
Yeah.
So then what is that going to look like for when you become a freshman? You're not going to
if they're cutting it, are they cutting from
no, it's just middle school?
It's just the middle school.
So,
it's
not. It's, yeah. So all it's going to do
is middle school is one of the hardest times for kids, right?
Yeah.
That's where they're hitting puberty.
Yeah.
That's where they're hitting, you know, all this social interaction stuff that's so difficult for them. And here they have this outlet. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm disgusted. I'm like,
yeah. If we don't have enough problems with our city, and it's just the crime is out of control, and we're just in a bad spot. Now they're going to cut this. And what is that going to do to our kids?
Well, you know,
what
are they going to do? They're going to get into people are going to move.
Yeah, are they going to get into trouble now? Are they going to turn to drugs because they're not involved in things? I mean, those are all possibilities.
The one redeeming quality of APS right now, you know, with all the with where we're at, we're ranked and we're in our education. We got our sports,
right?
And they cut that.
Yeah. No,
my kids are young and they're not, you know, my son's just starting soccer, my 5-year old. So I don't even know how it works, like the transfer from middle school, but to high school.
Man, yeah.
And I'm just,
I mean, just think about what we were all like in middle school.
No,
oh
exactly.
my gosh. Right.
Exactly.
Right. On this awkward stage of trying to figure out who you are.
Yep.
And, you know, and the kids, as far as like, I mean, we're all in an epidemic with children being overweight as it is.
Right.
I mean, not even to even talk about socially and all that, but what about health-wise, you know? Getting kids that aren't moving, what are they going to do? They're going to go home because they
play
don't have their sports.
Games.
They're going to play video games. Yeah. They're going to sit on the couch. They're going to get in trouble. They're going to eat. I mean, it's a train wreck.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of alternatives. I mean, I wasn't involved in middle school sports, as you know. I wasn't an athlete, but we, you know, this is where the parents can really take some control. You
hopefully,
know?
I mean,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Well, and that's the problem, though, is that we see that in our city, parents aren't involved with their kids. There's so many latchkey kids out there that the parents just want to drop them off at school, and then they deal with them. School
or they have to.
Yeah.
Or they have to
because
or they
of work.
Work.
Sure.
They're at work until 5:30. Who gets out of work at 3:30?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So they're at work till 5:30, and thank goodness
their
kid is at basketball or soccer or whatever, and then they can pick them up. They pull that away. What are they going to do with their kids?
Well, they're latchkey kids. They take the bus home, and then they stay at home until mom and dad get home. That's the reality with a lot of kids.
Yes.
So a lot of people are chiming in. Somebody said this may also be a bit of a publicity stunt on behalf of APS to put some additional pressure on the governor to try and find some funding, because right now the governor's kind of balking at funding for the school system. So they said, I can't imagine how many calls and complaints her office is getting about this proposal currently, because it's not affected until next year. But as APS said in a statement yesterday, short of a miracle, this is what they're going to have to do next year. I mean,
let's do a miracle.
Right.
I mean, give me a break.
I know.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's that hard. It's not that hard to raise $750,000. It doesn't seem like it would be that hard. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I don't know. If you had tons of families in Albuquerque, there's a solution to everything.
Yeah. Yes. But here's the thing. Like somebody just chimed in and said, I have four kids and school sports may be the only way they can play. $100 times for the two or three times a year is like a house payment for us with four kids.
Yeah.
They can't afford
no.
Club ball or any kind of club sports. And so school sports is really how her their kids were able to do that. Somebody did say they weren't crazy about the cuts, but they did say that PE is not going to be affected in any way. They said that they targeted the sports programs.
I was just going
to
ask
to
that.
Not touch the classrooms.
I did PE. Everybody does PE.
Right?
So they're moving.
Let me play a clip here. This was from KRQE, and they interviewed some of the parents about cutting sports.
Kind of sad because my daughter looking forward to playing for Jefferson tennis and soccer. And she has another year to go to middle school.
I think it'll negatively impact my kids because they love sports and they think it's better when they do it through school. They have that school pride, and I think it's a big blow. The physical activity is great, but they do learn so much. They learn teamwork and cooperation, and more than that, they learn how to take instruction from authority, which they're going to need in jobs. You know, they have to learn to respect their coaches.
We talked to a couple middle school coaches who didn't want to be identified. They say there are a lot of families in APS who can't afford club sports. They also pointed out their students work hard to get good grades so they can participate in school sports.
Ugh.
Ugh. Right? That motivation to do well in school so you can play sports, and all of a sudden that's taken.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody chimed in and said, I work in the state school system. Health insurance is going up again for me and the school, and that's where your middle school sports money is going. Quote, affordable care is a lie. Man.
585 Live if you want to text topic. In.
Yeah, right? Right? Somebody said, dude, all state employees are feeling the crunch, not just the teachers. Trust me. Yeah. So unfortunately, what's happening is budgets are just cut. Somebody else just came in. Good job, Dex. Once again, you socialist. Dex just demonstrated a point that us libertarians are always trying to make. If it's not important, the government should be paying for it. And if it is important, people will pay for it voluntarily. It's a beautiful thing. The government's job is to defend our rights to life, liberty, and property. Don't people watch Parks and Rec? Ron Swanson for president. So basically, if we care for it, we would be willing to pay for it. So that's why it shouldn't be the government's job to take care of our sports programs.
I made one comment about education should be free for Americans, and now I'm a socialist.
It's such a big topic. I mean,
it really is
such a big topic, and everyone's going to have such strong opinions on it, especially if you're in, I mean, people that have their kids in private schools are like, sorry.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, for people that can't afford private schools, I just think I'm very anti against what they're even proposing to do. I think it's crazy.
We just got a text. Somebody said, so let's all talk about the union, shall we? But we will not.
No. Yeah.
But it's true because it says the reality is that 90% of its operating budget is tied up in salaries and benefits. So the cuts have to come from somewhere, you know? And so sports was the first to go. And then, of course, I would argue, man, because where else would they cut from? You know, they're going to cut the arts then, because then that means
they've already cut it. Remember?
Right.
The arts and singing. What did they do that a couple years ago?
Yeah.
It is every other week or my kids. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but your kids aren't getting art and singing every week.
Yeah, because I was
choir
kid. I was theater kid.
So
public schools cut that.
Yeah.
So, so anything besides the basic, and I don't mean this by boring, but for a lot of kids, boring topics like math, social studies, history. And I'm not saying that's boring for all the kids, but there might be, okay, I got to get through this math class because then I get to go do art.
Yes.
Or I got to get through this social studies class because then I can go run on the field with little Tommy.
Yeah.
Whatever. All of a sudden, they're pulling that away from the kids. They're going to be at school bored out of their mind. And then we're all upset the kids aren't sitting in a chair and focused and wiggling their bodies around.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they're growing. They need to wiggle their bodies.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
you know?
And you guys do something amazing. And so we got to talk about this because as we talk about the budget cuts and how this actually affects our kids, I think that one coach nailed it. The fact that this teaches, I mean, respect for authority.
Oh, yeah.
This teaches so many things, and the idea that they work towards something because they want to have good grades so that they can play sports. You guys do CrossFit Kids, obviously. Like, it's not just for like grown athletes, and we're gonna try and make the games and all this. But the importance of health in children. What have you guys seen in some of the kids in your program as far as like actually being active and the importance of that in kids.
They love it.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. They absolutely love it. I've never seen kids get dragged in by their parents to do CrossFit Kids. They are running into the gym. Last night, these girls were with their water bottles. They raced in, you know, Sanders.
They're learning to do pull-ups. We have a rope in the rope climbing. I mean, they're learning to do rope climbs. And there's just like core body stuff and squats.
They compete against each other.
They go to competitions.
They love it. And they excel in their sport.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing, they excel in their sport.
I'll tell you what, my boys, because they play baseball and, like, we had a game yesterday, and when we got home, you know, us parents were, like, exhausted, and we're sitting down and rocking dinner, and all Jack and Luke can do to, like, finish dinner fast enough is, like, they're scarfing everything down because they wanted to run back outside and play baseball. It's like, dude, you just had a game. But it's true. Like, it's something that just drives a kid. And obviously not every kid, because I wasn't super active in sports growing up, but it was... We had a basketball court in our backyard, like not a court, we just had a hoop in our backyard. And so my brother and I, you know, we played basketball in the backyard, and it was just something that it's so true, the idea of bonding with the other kids around you and learning just rules and values, because there are rules in sports and how to play by those rules and how to become a teammate and how to respect authority. And it's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah. What it comes down to is if we don't have those things, then they're going to either be in the house, stuck behind their iPods, their iPads, the computer, playing video games, whatever, or they're just going to be going down the street and getting involved in
whatever.
Criminal activities, you know, drugs, whatever it is, you know?
You know, find that in the CrossFit Kids community, the parents, you know, obviously the parents are the ones that give us the most feedback. And we get parents that call in and they say, you know, my kid is hyper, or my kid's having a hard time focusing, and they get put in this program and they'll say it's a life changer for them. I mean, all of a sudden there's an outlet. And, you know, CrossFit Kids is, you know, you have to pay for it. So all of a sudden, parents that can't afford to do, say, CrossFit Kids, you know, their outlet to get the kids to release this energy that built up is being taken away. It's just you're absolutely right, Dex. It's a road for trouble.
Yeah.
And why would we do that to our kids anyway?
I know.
You know, I mean, you know, Rebecca said, you know, it's going to fall on the parents. And I agree it's going to fall on the parents. But we're looking at parents that are barely able to just get through the day with, you know, whether they're on minimum wage or whether they're trying to feed their children healthy or whatever
What I'm saying is not fall on the parents. You know, it's not parents to blame. Parents have to do what they got to do. Most parents work two jobs, you know.
But now it's up to the parents to figure out how to channel that.
Make sacrifices. Yeah. You know, like what's taking up, what are they using their money for? I mean, everybody has cable TV. I mean, make some sacrifices for your children's life.
Oh, we know that all too well with three kids in sports, man, because there are a lot of sacrifices. Our family vacations are usually centered around baseball tournaments.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Around soccer.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Right. So
I get it.
So I definitely understand that. So many people are chiming in, man. The phone lines.
Really quick, let's, we need to say this because it's Good Friday.
Yeah.
And we have the United Blood Service set up in the parking lot here at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
It's kicking off right now.
Yeah, they're going to be here.
They are here at 7:30.
How long?
Till 2:30.
Till 2:30. And you can come and give blood. You can make an appointment. We posted the link up at our Facebook page at Star 88 FM. And then noon, we have our Good Friday service.
Yep.
Make sure you get here early and get a good seat.
It's going to be amazing.
Set up right outside. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, APS, they don't know their final budget for the next school year. So as they were waiting to see how much they will actually get from the state, they basically had to make some tough calls, and yesterday they decided to cut all middle school sports due to budget concerns. So, of course, it's devastating to parents and to middle school kids alike, because we're talking all basketball, volleyball, track, you name it, all middle school sports is being cut, intramural sports. So, you know, there's still going to be PE, but that's it, my friends. And so we have back and Amy in from Bear Canyon CrossFit kind of talking about the importance of your kiddos being healthy and getting that extracurricular going in their lives. So, dude, phone lines are jammed.
338-3700 if you want to call in, or you can text in at 585-5483. Thank you so much.
Just people love holding. Somebody said, gosh, so many people chimed in. Somebody said, finally the jocks know what it feels like when you're a fine arts kid. Your activity is always the first one cut.
Cool, man.
Now you guys can just go be bummed out together. Sweet. Maybe this is going to be a bonding
moment.
Gonna
bring everybody together in middle school.
So somebody said, in addition to this cut, they also cut a lot of APS employees' time. They're requiring some employees to take the summer off as well as every Friday for all of next year with no pay. That's crazy. So, yeah, somebody wanted to know, when I say next year, yes, when the school starts, the beginning of the next school year. So this is, So they're making cuts everywhere, man. And that's what happens.
There's just kind of this deep cloud in the room right now, because there's not a lot to say.
It's just sad.
And it's
devastating.
Sad. Yeah. It's sad, and there's not a lot to.
I'm just sitting here saying, if this was me, what would I be doing as a parent? What would I do?
Yeah.
Like, it's something we could think about.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. What would you do?
My first thing is, well, what exactly can we do?
What can we do?
And then I'll do whatever. Just tell me what I got to do, and then I'll make it happen. That's how I feel as a parent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. 338-3700.
I mean, if you feel like that, everybody's feeling like, what do I need to do to make sure my kid doesn't, you know, get taken, this sports get taken from
fall
my child,
off, yeah.
you know,
yeah.
fall off, you know?
Hey, thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you guys for your conversation this morning. I actually work with the juvenile justice system.
Yeah.
And I see this all the time. It's actually research-based that alternative activities such as sports and being involved in a community, I get that there's leagues and stuff like that specifically. I think that they need to prepare. If they're going to cut sports, they need to up their administrative process to make sure that substance abuse and all these other things that are associated with not having those opportunities, that they're prepared to address those things.
Dude, yeah. that is a great call right there. So thank you so much. That's so true, man.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
I know, that just adds to the cloud. The cloud just got darker. I don't even know what to say. I'm like, oh my gosh, we know that.
I know.
And how awful to even have that. I mean, she sees it firsthand in her daily life, you know, that these kids are struggling when they don't have an outlet, and a healthy outlet.
She's just I hope they're prepared for this, because, well, that's when mommy and dad come in.
Yeah.
Except that sometimes there isn't a mommy and daddy.
Or in a daddy.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a single mom trying to make it.
And her boys are both play baseball.
Dude, we've had multiple people chime in with this, and I don't understand. I'm trying to understand and wrap my brain around
it.
Especially since we literally just got the phone call that we got about how we need to educate our children and teach them the dangers of drug abuse. Maybe they should finally legalize marijuana to pay for the shortcomings, not make the kids and parents suffer. And we had somebody else earlier say they need to legalize marijuana in our state, because then we'd get more dollars to help. And I'm like, man,
this is a sensitive topic.
This is a very sensitive topic.
Yeah.
But it's like,
you know, about a couple
multiple people on our Christian radio station have chimed in with that thought. And I'm like, what?
Well, a couple months ago, I'm sitting at a red light, right? And I turn to my right, and there is four teenagers in a car with a device.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using this device. Car is loaded full of
smoke.
Whatever the stuff. Yeah, the smoke. And I thought, dear Lord, keep me away from this car.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are putting a drug in there. And I'm not saying, so what is the guy? I know that Colorado legalized it.
Right.
We don't need to get into all of that, but is that the answer?
Can't we do car washes
and bake sales and raise some money? I mean, do we really need to legalize drugs?
What do you mean by bake sale?
Chocolate chip cookies. Organic, healthy chocolate chip cookies.
What do you mean by organic?
Oh, come on.
338-3700. Thank you for holding.
So,
are you there?
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Oh, I'm here, man. I'm here. Hey, Steve-O, I'm a fellow Las Vegasian as well.
I'm sorry, man. Oh. I'm glad you're living, bro. And how many stab wounds do you have, honestly? Let's be real. Let's be real.
Well, I got out at a young age, so
okay,
none,
good. That's good.
Plenty,
me too.
Plenty of scars, but yeah.
Yep, same.
I got
out. So I'm just calling just to say that, you know, a lot of people forget that all education starts at home, whether that's, you know, school education, sexual education, drug and alcohol. And I say all that they also need a great support system. And I think the starting wage for teachers is like $28,000 a year or something. And these poor teachers, they have to take their work home, and they're buying school supplies for their own rooms and stuff. And it's so frustrating that we're 51st in the nation when it comes to education, but we don't want to pay our teachers. You know, we need to pay them better to attract the better ones. But they also need parents at home to say, hey, you got to take care of school, you know, and here's the problems with drug and alcohol abuse and so on and so forth. But yeah, parents nowadays are just so afraid to parent, and we just really need to get parents back into the Bible. And, you know, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. So thank you guys so much for
all
you guys are doing. Yeah. You guys are doing some great stuff. Take care. God bless.
But on that, it's such a ripple effect, you know, because this is going to affect, like Rob was just talking about how it starts with the parents, but it's a ripple effect because it hits so many different areas where you have parents that they don't make enough money. So maybe they have to get two or three jobs. You know, you take away sports and now kids are going to get involved in crime and drugs, and that's going to make things worse for our city.
Yeah.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah. And you know, Dex, as soon as that, I mean, not that I'm against, I mean, the caller had a really good point, but I think one of the points that we keep going back to is, you know, we've got single moms out there, and we've got single dads, and we've got parents that are just trying to make it. And I know it starts at home, but I think a lot of parents are struggling on a daily basis to make it. And so all of a sudden, APS is a place where their kids can be, and with sports, and they're taking that. You're just adding more pressure on parents, you know?
It is pressure, but maybe it's pressure to have a paradigm shift and do a turnaround. Yeah. You know, I work on my at-home job. I work alongside a lot of entrepreneurs who are single moms and single parents, and they work from home. It's a whole different issue, and it's a whole different thing. But there's so many alternative forms to make money. People that do direct sales at home. I work with I know a lot of girls that do that, and a lot of them are single moms, and they had enough. They're tired of not seeing their kids. I mean, there's so many opportunities. We're empowered. God made us to prosper. Yeah. Let's get out of our hole and find a solution. Mm. There are solutions out there.
I mean, it is easy to kind of point and be Odom and not look at not take the moment right now to be like, okay, what is the solution? Because in everything that we do, whether it's our health or fitness or our job or our marriage or our relationship with God, we've got to look for solutions, right?
Yeah, right?
To make it better. Otherwise, you stay stagnant and, you know, we don't want to
sit and cry.
Right.
But like you said, Dex, what do I need to do?
It's very interesting that this conversation, as we talk about what we can do, more and more people are chiming in with the legalization of marijuana. And I don't mean to like keep bringing it up because it's obviously a touchy subject. But at the same time, somebody just chimed in and said, I spent some time recently in Santa Fe at a Christian event to learn about government. And we got to talk to some of the legislatures. The money that we would get out of legalization of marijuana is one of the biggest arguments for why we should legalize it. And so it's a big conversation going on right now in Santa Fe for this very reason. Because now, I mean, we're at a place where all middle school sports is completely cut from APS because we don't have funding, which is still,
I guess, I don't understand that. Does that mean that we raise money for people to buy? This is like a dumb question. I'm going to just say it.
Okay.
So if you're telling me
we're supposed to
legalize marijuana, right, to help raise money, right? So that means that we're asking
The government would regulate it and they would sell it. And then that money would go back to the government. Yeah. And apparently that would help us
but are the parents having to pay for the marijuana?
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean,
No.
If you're going to use marijuana, don't you have to buy it?
Yeah.
Okay. There's the people that want the marijuana. Yeah. They go and buy it.
They buy it
at stores.
At stores.
Okay, so why instead of spending that money on marijuana?
I hear exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't understand. Why can't we put that money into sports and health and fitness I don't get it.
It doesn't mean people are going to start going and buying marijuana, and that's not how
our
state's going to make money.
Yeah.
It means that the people that are currently smoking smoking marijuana
yeah.
can just do it legally. They right. can go to a store like
right.
a, like,
it's
like a smoke shop.
It's taxed.
Yeah, and
then
they tax that.
It's
super taxed. And that tax money gets thrown into
the government, you know, and then,
school
apparently.
Like APS sports, you know.
But then how much of that money is going to have to go back into drug rehabilitation programs?
Exactly.
I'm not being funny, man. I'm serious.
I know.
So it's like, oh, we get so much money and so much time.
What kind of parent is stoned and taking care of their kids? I just don't get it.
No, I know.
I'm sorry.
No, I know. No, we're on the same boat, dude.
Maybe
I got
too conservative here, but I don't get it. You know, let the parents smoke the weed so that there's money so their kids can go to sports, or take that money so they're not smoking weed and put it into sports. I don't get it.
Oh man! You know what? You probably
the
there's so many listeners that are just like
that.
You, so
yeah,
you shouldn't feel bad. You know, it is.
Well, now everybody.
If you're
understands.
Not in that world, if you're not in that world, then you don't understand.
No, exactly.
How it works.
But thankfully,
no,
thankfully,
I understand
we have a
Starmie. And I'm not in that world.
Well, I mean,
thankfully we have a Starmie.
Yeah. 585 live if you want to text in, or you can call us at 338-3700.
That's well, here's a whole another topic. Let's get back to it.
Yeah. Somebody said obviously marijuana is still federally illegal, so therefore the state couldn't use that money. That's the issue that Colorado is currently having right now.
So it's not that
simple. So
there's that.
So everyone don't get excited that they can go and legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
You know, let's get
because
back
the
to
state,
sports
yeah,
and health and
Albuquerque
nutrition.
Wouldn't benefit from it.
It is funny though, Amy, because it's, you know, we're talking about health and, you know, trying to keep sports for our kids, but then people are saying, well, let's just legalize marijuana, which is the opposite of what we're trying to teach our kids.
And addiction.
To be healthy.
You know, we're talking about smoking, if you're smoking, you know, then blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you a little thing. So last night I was coaching at Bear Canyon. And obviously, no matter where you go, you're going to see homeless people and, you know, there's things. And where Bear Canyon is, you know, we have a big complex and blah, blah, blah. So there was somebody there that was obviously either intoxicated or whatever and walking around. And I saw him. And, you know, we kind of just, you know, as long as it's safe and we make sure we're safe for all the members.
Keep an eye on him.
For sure. So all of a sudden he's walking by. And all of a sudden I realize he's got a teeny, teeny little boy. And if anybody knows me really well, when it comes to children, my heart just crumbles.
Yeah.
Little boy in a and – and the guy is obviously looking, blah, 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 look for something. So I go and I talk to the little boy and I said, do you want an apple? And he said, yeah. And I ran to our apple and orange basket and I got like three apples and an orange and a banana. And I thought, and I gave it to this little boy and I said, I wanted to take him home. Like, I was like, oh my God, you know, here you've got this parent that's looking for something for the next fix or whatever he's looking for, but he's got
just
this little
around.
Boy.
Yeah.
You know, and what about the children? You know, I mean, they don't get to choose their parents. They come into this world, and if the one outlet they have is sports or fitness to release, to get away from the dysfunction that maybe they've been brought into, and now we're thinking about taking that away. I mean, I say, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if you talk to any athlete, any professional athlete, their story is, I lived in the ghetto. I grew up in these streets that was filled full of violence and drugs.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for basketball, if it wasn't for football, I would be in prison.
Yeah.
I would be dead, you know? And it's the same thing in our city. You take away the sports in middle school, these kids, this is what gets them ready for high school sports. So if you take away middle school sports, you're going to see, I don't know. I mean, know what it's going to look like for high school sports, because there's so many kids that can't afford it. So many great athletes that can't afford these club programs. So what is that going to look like for them that aren't going to be playing in games and getting ready for high school sports? It's going to be completely different. It's just going to change everything. This is such a bad idea.
Oh, come on, Steve-O, come up with something happier.
No, and I don't have that, because I just think of all the club kids that, because my kids play club sports, and so, like he's saying, there's going to be, the divide's already great between little, like, you go to Little League games, and you can tell, well, this kid's never played baseball, and this kid is obviously on a club team, and he's got the $500 bat, and he's got the, because they can afford those things. Yeah. Now, you're taking away middle school sports, and when these kids get to high school, the kids who have the parents who can afford the crazy equipment and to be on the very expensive club teams are gonna have such an advantage that these poor kids who don't really aren't going to be able to compete.
They're not going to make the team.
Get a spot like you would if you had the funding for it.
Yeah.
So, no, it's unfortunate all around.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing? It's your favorite native from northern New Mexico, Stevie.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got to chime in on that. Just a little bit on that legalization about this marijuana situation.
You don't have to, though. Trust me. Well,
as a believer, I feel, I'm kind of an advocate for it only because there is medicinal uses for it.
Right.
I've had family that have battled through cancer, leukemia.
Sure.
You know, went through chemotherapy and all the pharmaceuticals, all they did was get them addicted.
Right.
And it destroyed their
life. There's no debate there as far as,
that's why I feel, on my standpoint, I feel that legalization would help the state. And not only just because people get high. Back in the day, hemp was a commodity, back in the George Washington days. You know, we can use it for more than just pot and getting high and stupid stuff like that. You know, we can profit from it. You know, we can make clothes. Paper, you name it, biofuels, so on and so forth, but instead of killing all these forests and stuff, that's how I feel.
All right, man. Love you, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, man.
338-3700.
Yeah, the live line blew up with people like advocating for it. And it's like, that's fine, but that's not what we're discussing. We're talking about...
Well, then they just said it was not federally regulated, so it's not going to benefit the state, whether we legalize it or not. So.
And really, this hour is about...
Shut that topic
down. Right, it's more about health and fitness and the importance of extracurricular activity in your children for their health. That's what it's about. So, we can get into
that. Feeding
your
kids right. You know what I mean? That's one of the things how to fuel and feed your kids so they are not sitting around eating Doritos and they're eating healthy snacks before sports.
I have good news for everybody who was chiming in about that, though. In a few weeks, we are relaunching a show that we haven't had on the air in a long time, and people have been clamoring for it. And for this very reason, topics like this, we had a rad meeting yesterday. I think I'm just going to break it anyway. I'm just going to break it anyway.
You tell you're going to do it anyway.
Kicking off in May, we're bringing back a show called Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. And these are the topics we discuss, the legalization of marijuana. Anything. There's nothing off limits. That's why it's called Shock Therapy Live, because it can tend to get a little shocking.
And it's Pastor Nate.
Very
shocking.
And so that's probably when we'll readdress this issue. But right now, we're definitely just trying to talk about APS cutting middle school sports, because obviously we have some passionate people in here who care greatly about the human body and the way God crafted for each of us, and how important it is for our kids to be involved in extracurricular activities and being healthy. Okay.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much for calling. Good morning.
Hey, let me tell you. I think that it's not that I don't agree that being active and staying healthy is important, not only for kids, but, everybody. But at the same time, it just upsets me that after all the fine and performing arts have been cut, not only from... middle school, but they've always been the first thing cut from elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and even now that I'm in college, they still don't get as much funding as they need. So it just upsets me that even though you guys are talking about an outlet for these kids to get away from, it just upsets me that people are now actively getting upset when it's sports.
Yeah, you don't mess with sports, man.
Nobody said anything about
it. Yeah, I get it. I totally understand
that. Programs get cut every year.
Yeah.
No matter what.
It is a different thing. I mean, sports is, look at football. Look at how America is just obsessed with football. And look at the health risk with football. I mean, we could go into the whole concussion thing, but man, people love their football. You take football away, oh my gosh, the world would end. People would die. There would be riots in the street. There's a difference between sports
Well, in America, and, yes.
But I also...
the fine arts. And I get it, because it shouldn't be, because there are kids that
don't
like sports.
But I remember when they cut the fine arts and out of the public schools, and when they limited, I'm not sure how often they're getting it. And I remember there was an outrage, though. I remember... So right now, the topic is about sports, but I believe that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there was an outrage of people.
Yeah,
I believe
remember.
In art. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom's an artist. I believe in art and having that outlet. And I think that if you're not about sports and that's not your outlet, well, if art and, you know, singing and chorus and all that is your outlet, right, absolutely. Anything you take away that is a healthy outlet, I'm anti.
Mental
it is not just sports.
Health.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was my outlet in middle school.
Yeah. So I don't think it's just about, I think that's the topic today. But
you could be right.
But if all of a sudden we were talking about taking music away and taking art away, we would be just as fired up. That's just my feeling because it is something that the kids can go to that look forward to. So I think it's just as important. But you're right.
It's
sports,
just as
like
important. But this is also a life-saving thing, I think, even for kids.
Yeah.
Your physical health.
And that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Because somebody's like, hey, every extracurricular activity is not sports. Who cares about sports? And it's like, okay, we are literally talking about the health and well-being of children. Yeah. That's why. Physical activity, as you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. And like one parent was saying in the news clip that we played, they were talking about how coaches and an impact that a coach has on
absolutely
a child.
Yeah.
You know, it teaches children respect and discipline. And you take that away and who knows? You don't have a parent at home that's teaching discipline.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, who's pouring into
that's
this kid's
threat
life?
I mean, I think sometimes my son plays on a rigorous soccer team and they travel and blah, blah, blah. And I'll tell you, I think sometimes he has his discipline from that coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't consider myself a bad mom. I'm a pretty good mom and my husband's a really good dad. Mm-hmm. But I still think that coach has such an influence on my son.
I was at basketball practice
hands down
the other day and I heard the coach, he was telling the kids, how are your grades?
Yeah.
How you doing? If the kids have get a bad test or they drop below a C average, they don't get to play until they bring it up again.
Yeah.
And that's club.
Perfect.
But that's how these coaches, even the coaches in APS, that's I'm sure how most of them are as well. I mean, that's how I grew up in high school. I would, when I failed a test, I couldn't start, you know, or if I dropped below a C average, I wasn't allowed to play basketball or run track. That's the way it is. So you're taking that motivation away from these kids. What they're not going to try anymore. They're going to give up in school.
But
they don't care.
Here's the thing. Here's a question I have, because it's been dark, and unfortunately we only have a couple minutes left. Because here's the thing. Throughout history, funding has always been an issue. Like somebody chimed in and they're like, they cut the arts where children can express themselves.
Yeah.
They cut sports where kids can get that aggression or whatever they need to get out. They cut education and now we have terrible education in APS. They cut. But we're still parents. We still have children and they still need an outlet. So like, all hope is not lost. But what are some practical things real quick? Like, because obviously you guys have a CrossFit Kids program, but not everybody, as we're talking, the single mom who the kid has to stay.
Yeah.
What are some practical things that kids could do to release some energy and to be active outside? You guys got
going to the park. I mean, I think having the kids go to the park and having them ride their bike, and you know, you could even, you know, kids love checklists.
Yeah,
you could have a checklist for your
just
kids.
Like a chore list.
Empty the garbage, and you need to run three times around the block.
15 burpees.
Yeah. You know, seriously.
Right.
I mean, we laugh about it.
I give my kids
but
quarters to start moving. They get burpees, like little quarters.
Yeah,
jars. 15 burpees, then you can have a dessert.
When my kids get in trouble,
I'm serious.
When my kids misbehave,
somewhere.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. When my kids misbehave, I pull over the side of the road and I say, walk home.
No,
I swear to God, I do.
Have they walked home?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Mine are too little.
I live in the Knob Hill area, so it's safe. But I do it all the time.
I love that.
And you know what? My mom used to do that to me all the time. You're tiny. I'm tired. Get out of the car.
Go for a hike in the foothills. There's so many things you can do.
Oh my gosh, we have God.
Yeah.
Let's talk about empowerment and not what we can do.
Oh, man. Amazing.
Happy Friday.
Happy Good Friday, ladies.
Happy Good Friday. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Thank you, Starmy, for chiming in. 585 Live if you want to text in. We'll see you next week, ladies.
See you next
it's
week.
Phenomenal.
Okay. Bye-bye.
To be continued.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Be right back. Lael, Big or Smaller, Star 88, Dex and Steve-O, and it's Good Friday. If you'd like to give blood, you can. You can. United Blood Services is here in the Calvary parking lot. They'll be here till 2:30, and you can give blood. You can actually schedule a time. We posted the link at our Facebook page at Star 88 FM, and give blood. It saves lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hopefully be talking to somebody from United Blood Services. If you don't know anything about giving blood, we'll give you all the details coming up. Sam Swan is back, everybody. Oh, we missed you, bro.
Man, missed you guys, too. I was not feeling well at all last week.
What'd you have?
I don't know. We went for a run on Thursday afternoon. And when we run from the Baptist building, and I wait to dry off before I put my clothes back on to go home or whatever and get some stuff done. Brenda goes back to the house and as I'm sitting in my chair kind of closing things down, I just feel like all of a sudden my muscles start feeling like I've been beat up.
Oof.
And my joints start aching real bad. And I started getting a real bad headache, and I thought, this is weird. Maybe I'm dehydrated. So I just started drinking some water because I hadn't had a lot of water that day, and it was warm when we ran. That happens sometimes, even though I try to be careful. By the time I got home, I was felt terrible. I didn't have any other manifestations from one end or the other. Hmm. I just felt terrible. And so Friday, all day, literally all day, I was in bed.
Just knocked you out.
I was in bed all day Friday. Ugh. And part of the morning Saturday, finally, I was just tired of being in bed, so I had to get up and went down and sat in my chair for a little bit. But I feel much better.
Good.
I'm good. I miss you guys.
Missed you too, man.
I listened a little bit.
Oh, good.
Kind of in and out while I was sleeping and all that, but
yeah, we missed you, man.
I feel better. Sickness. You know, when you were a kid and you wanted to get out of school, I want to be sick so I can stay home, but you didn't want to be real sick. And, and like what I felt last weekend was like, man, what a dumb kid I was. I didn't.
Right. I'm so glad Steve-O and I, we don't get sick very often.
Uh-uh.
And it stinks for us now that Teo's gone because if one of us just gets sick, okay.
Best of. Like, we just can't do this.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
It stinks, you know? And so I think both of us, we do pretty well when it comes to being healthy.
Or being sick and faking it on the air.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't get sick very often, but when it happens, man, it kills me. So, hey, next time, if one of you goes down, call me.
Oh, there you go.
Good. There we go.
I'm available, if I'm in town, if I got the time, I will come and do part of the morning show.
Well, perfect, because in 2 weeks I'm not going
to
be here.
There's nothing like inviting yourself to be on the show, right? That's what I like to do that.
There's like a Morning Edge reunion in 2 weeks on a Thursday because I'm going to be gone. And so Buck's coming back.
Buck and Dex.
Fun.
Yeah. Our old Miss Buck. Well, I haven't asked her if she could make it.
She'll make it. She better make it.
So, yeah, it'll be
fun. Feel free to text her at any time, like midnight, you know.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I may have gotten one from her yesterday.
You're in so much trouble.
Shannon!
So much trouble, Shannon. Anyway,
she went out yesterday and needed an Uber driver because she was like, "We're gonna go out. We don't want to drive anywhere."
She went out with my wife last night, and they're both in trouble, by the way.
And this is the text I received. I'm gonna be in trouble. I'm gonna be in trouble for sharing this one.
That's why you have a morning show, to be in trouble.
Hey, you're a Lyft driver. We're in need of an Uber, but I wanted to pay you instead of a stranger. I'm like, dude.
So did you go pick him up?
No!
Steve-O has hours that he is a Lyft driver, and it's usually like between 1 and 2 o'clock Monday through Friday.
Dude, it's late! No!
Oh, it was late. You were already at home?
Yes! Yeah. No! I'm going to bed! And she said, good night. Well, fine. Let me know when you're a real driver.
Oh! Like, nice shot.
All right, Shannon. We'll see how this goes. Yeah, that's Shannon for you. So...
That's good.
Oh, man. You know, a good friend of ours was at your Mecca yesterday and watched your Cubbies win.
Is that right?
Except he's a Dodger fan. He took the family out there.
Well.
It was a very sad day for him.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's a tough series.
But, yeah.
They shut the Cubs out the day before.
It's a good series.
Man,
it's been a good series.
You know, anytime, especially the last couple of years, the Dodgers and the Cubs play, it's incredible. When I lived in Illinois, one of my best friends was a Dodger fan. And so we were in elementary school together and we would talk about teams and stuff. I'd go over to his house on Sunday afternoons and he'd come over to our house or whatever. And it was a fun rivalry.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when Steve Garvey and Ron Say.
So you're saying sports is a good thing and it brought you guys together.
We don't
have to revisit that.
It was
weird. We just spent the last hour talking about
it. I know, I heard
that.
Some of that. You know, the crazy thing is that the other things, I think what the caller was talking about the outrage about the arts being cut.
Yeah.
Is the arts get cut a little all the time.
Right.
And this is a one-time shot. They finally made the decision and pulled the trigger and said, and no middle school sports.
Yeah,
and they're cutting it all. But what's happened over the last 30 years is that the arts have been slowly cut out of the schools. The other thing is PE has been cut out of the schools.
Wow.
Cut the sports, but don't cut PE. That's where the...
They're claiming this won't affect PE.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that. I think you cut PE before sports.
What? No.
Yeah, come on. It's like an hour during school time.
No, but if you get it an hour every day, if you get activity, that's what it's been cut back to, where you only get one day a week. My wife is an elementary school PE teacher. And back in the day, you had lots of PE.
Yep.
But now she gets every class at her school.
Man, it's a different
1 hour per week. And that's not helping our kids to be active. Right. Don't misunderstand what I said. When I said cut the sports, keep PE, I don't like it when anything's cut.
Sure.
Yeah. But there's budget issues. The other thing is you got to look at how top heavy administratively some of our school systems are.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have people that the vice president in charge of staple loading, who's making $100,000 a year, yet we have teachers in the classroom who are not making very much money at all.
Yeah.
And you know, there is a need for administration, but do we need that much administration?
Right.
And it's a complicated issue, and that's part of the problem.
That's it.
Is that we want a simple solution to funding, and don't cut. You can cut
it works
that stuff.
So well in the government.
That's exactly. Oh my gosh! Yes, please. Yeah, let's follow their example. Yeah. Please, let's do.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you can cut anything you want. Just don't cut what I care about.
Right.
That's. Everybody has to give something if we're going to make this survive a little bit.
So. I haven't been able to research it at all, and maybe somebody can, you know, chime in. But have they done this in other cities around the country?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Because I've never heard of them cutting sports like that. Middle school sports.
Just completely saying,
no more middle school sports because of budget cuts. I've never heard of that before. Yeah.
I have heard of other things getting cut, whether it was a sport. And then amazingly, the football team gets new helmets or new stadium.
I can see them cutting a sport if there wasn't very many kids going out for that sport. You know, they were seeing a decline. They were seeing that nobody's really playing volleyball.
And this is affecting everybody. UNM cut their ski team.
Yeah.
And that's the only one of two teams that UNM has in the history of UNM that's ever won a national championship.
Wow.
The girls cross country.
They cut it.
And the ski team. The co-ed ski team have won a national championship, and they cut the ski team.
Wow.
And it says they're going to save, I think I heard, $700,000 or something a year.
Yeah.
Which every penny counts.
Yeah, I mean, if they're, I suppose, they're paying out $1 million to the Lobo coach after they fired him and then rehired this new coach.
I have a question about that. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I
Yes, you can, Aggie.
No. Greyhound. I'm a
That's
Greyhound.
That's true. Yeah.
Go Eastern.
Yeah.
I love the Greyhounds.
Yeah. My bad.
That team in the South, I can't even say their name. And the team that's up here in Albuquerque, I say it every once in a while because I live here and I don't want to get beat up. Everywhere. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Lobo, which I guess Lobos like dead cats. But anyway, I digress. So, when all of this first broke, they were saying they want a head coach who has at least collegiate head coach experience, right? Okay. Because of what happened with Craig Neal. The first year he coached, he had a really good season because he still had lots of Alford's team left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we hire the guy from that school down in the South.
Yeah.
Who was a 10-year assistant at that school down in the South.
Yeah.
And has coached 1 year
as
a head coach at the school down in the South. That really wasn't his team. That was Menzies' team.
Yeah.
Right? So they're doing the exact same thing that they did.
Isn't that crazy?
With the guy who just
Coach
got
Neal.
Fired. Neal. Yeah. I couldn't think of his name. And the other thing I remember is that when they hired Neal, everybody was very excited. The whole community was excited.
Yeah.
The team was excited.
I remember
thinking, wow, this is an unusual amount of excitement for this. I kind of track Lobo basketball because it's a great program. And very well. Now it's just a good program. And I didn't go to a big school, so I when the Aggies and when the Lobos make it to the tournament or when they do well, I love that because that's good for New Mexico when both of our largest universities do well in any sport.
Hmm.
But I haven't really tracked it, but I have kind of watched how they haven't.
How many years did Coach Neal How many?
I think four.
Was it four?
Was it four?
See, four that, or five, and that's the thing. Like that. I mean, they gave him 4 years to try to turn to try to get it back to where it was, because that's such a tough job, especially it's, when you've lost a lot of the starters that made that team so good.
Yeah.
Then, well, what do you
see?
Do?
And that's and I think that's what got the administration's attention was that there were four of the best players who were going to transfer. So, what does that say about your coach?
Right.
And I don't know Coach Neal. I thought the first year he did a great job, and then maybe even the second year wasn't too bad. But when you start losing players like that, that obviously causes a question, and so the administrators made a decision. But I'm just curious. I'm hopeful that it's going to work out for the Lobos.
Yeah.
Because even though they say everybody's a Lobo, it's not quite true. That's an exaggeration.
I mean, everybody. I feel like everybody is a Lobo.
Woof, woof, woof. Everybody I'm except a me, a Greyhound.
Yeah, I'm a Lobo.
And my wife.
It was
an
a
Aggie.
Weird announcement. I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was hilarious and I loved it. But I was. I mean, the live line blew up when we broke that one.
I'm sure.
Oh man.
I'm sure.
Half of them were not happy.
Yeah.
You know, because we had a lot of listeners in Las Cruces.
I was gonna say the people in Cruces are. Yeah,
they
furious.
Are very very mad. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And has that ever happened before? Has either one of our universities pulled the coach from the other one?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I can't. In my history, I don't remember that happening.
Yeah.
338-3700 if you want to call in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. So to kind of jump in on this conversation, I'm a little bit confused as to why they're going to cut the one championship team that they got left. Especially when that championship team is making money from the NCAA, so that kind of always confuses me. And then from all the times that we went to the big or what is it, March Madness, right? Basketball,
the
big old dance.
For all the times that the big old dance. Every time that UNM went, they get a big old chunk of money, especially the deeper end that they go. Mm-hmm. So after all those years, I'm just kind of wondering what the heck did they do with all of that money to where they can't sustain their D1 status for sports programs, you know? And especially for New Mexico, that's a huge, important thing, having that D1 status.
So
that's all I got to say about that.
Thanks,
there you
man.
Go, man.
Thanks.
Don't get me started on colleges.
Yeah, and I was going to say, part of that money probably, have you seen the Pit lately?
I know.
For real.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a revenue generating venue, and basketball is one
NBA
of the ways that the university.
An NBA team can play there.
How much did we pay Alford when he left? Because remember there was a thing
we
where
we had to buy his contract out.
It
was huge,
and it was
and then we had to buy this other one out.
By the way, as we talk school sports, Matthew in St. Louis chimed in, and he said in Missouri they don't have middle school sports in most school districts.
Oh, okay,
they do not.
That's
so, yeah.
Interesting information to have. And I know that in the news they said this morning that they have been looking at having discussions about that for a while. So it's not like they just pulled the trigger on this.
Huh. Yeah.
That's an interesting thing, though, about Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to coach. Let me coach the Lobos for 1 year.
Okay.
Have a bad season. Fire me and then buy me out. That's all I want.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah. You know? I know a little bit about basketball. I played. I coached a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I coached middle school. I have some assistant coach experience.
Hey, I coached upward basketball for one season with my boys.
There you go.
I'll be your assistant.
I was such a bad coach, we had to change our name to downward basketball.
Stop it.
Oof, Sam.
Somebody did chime in and say, hey, but here's something. Because Lobo baseball, they are fantastic.
Oh, Lobo baseball rules, man.
Yeah, it does rule. They rock against top 25 teams.
Nationally
ranked. You
know
what I mean? They are.
Yeah.
And so,
they're very good.
So big ups to our baseball program.
They are very good.
So unfortunately, you know, unless you're, well, two out of three people in this room, not a lot of people love baseball like we do, man.
No.
So
when I lived in Las Cruces, I had a guy, I served on staff with a guy who played baseball for the Aggies before he went into the mission field and then came back to New Mexico and worked on staff at our church. And so he had connections with the Aggie baseball team. And so we would get free tickets and I would go watch the Aggies play. In fact, then one of the assistant coaches way back then, his wife, he and his wife were attending our church and I got to baptize him.
Oh, cool.
That was sick. He was huge. He was a pitching coach and he was like 6'5" and I don't know, weighed 230. He's in good shape. And I told him when I baptized him, I said, listen, You're the largest person I have ever baptized in my life. If I lose you now, I'll see you on the other side, okay? Because you are. I said, you got to help me, dude.
And that is right.
But he. So we. I finally got him out of the water. He didn't drown. It was really good.
That's amazing. Yeah. I still don't understand. Like, why can't we just take a bucket and just like splash him in the face? You know, like why do we have to like go and?
Oh
pool?
Man, this you is, are talking can't to we just, a Baptist.
Can we just dunk? Oh.
This is not.
Can't we just take their head and like slam their head in the water?
This is not the ice bucket challenge.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very
slam
important.
Their head in the water. That sounds like something bullies did in middle school.
Swirlies. It symbolizes the death and burial
I know.
Of Jesus.
I get so it. I get it. I just feel like it'd be a lot easier. It wouldn't be
my gosh.
Messy.
Well, we do that. Yeah. It's called Youth Fellowship Night.
Yeah.
Where we just splash people in the face with buckets of water.
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
That sounds awesome.
Or Jell-O or whatever. You know, pudding, whatever you want to do.
All right, let's.
The girls love that, by the way.
Let's switch topics here. But real quick, we have the United Blood Services is hanging out in the parking lot of Calvary.
We're gonna have Michelle on at 8:30 coming in to talk a little bit about that too. So I'm excited.
Yeah, if you always wanted to know what it's like to give blood, what they do with the blood, how easy it is, we'll give you all the details about that. But they're gonna be hanging out till 2:30 today.
Yep.
And you can stop in and you can schedule an appointment online. We posted all the details at facebook.com/star88fm. And then we have our Good Friday service, which kicks off at noon today.
Yeah.
And make sure you guys get here early. It's set up outside by the fountains. And we're going to have an amazing message from Pastor Skip Heitzig, some music. It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah, dude. And as you mentioned, United Blood Services is going to be on location until 2:30 today. Mahoots will be out there broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m. And if you can, get to Facebook and try and schedule an appointment before you get there, because the line last year was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
All right. I want to talk about Good Friday. What Good Friday is. I know we have listeners that, they're not believers.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all types of different people that listen.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about Good Friday. Let me play this clip from Jimmy Kimmel last night, because they sent somebody out on the street on Hollywood Boulevard last night to talk to some kids about what they thought the first Easter was like.
Can you tell me the story of Easter?
The first Easter,
we got toys.
What kind of toys?
Legos.
Jesus rose from the dead.
What happened with Jesus on Easter?
He made a bunny.
I think he led some people somewhere.
Who were his like main friends?
His disciples?
The bad guys killed him.
The Romans, I think it was.
He got, pinned to a cross.
Yeah, then sooner or later he died.
What did he die of?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Drugs.
He was put into a cave with a rock. He was in heaven working on his project. Then he came down to see the bunny.
What project was Jesus working on?
A computer.
He made a promise that he will come back on Easter.
It took 3 days. The two angels told him to move for burial. And Jesus was alive.
When Jesus came back, he gave people Easter eggs.
He said, bunny, please don't hide the Easter eggs.
I want to say that I made my point yesterday with the whole Easter baskets and Easter candy. It really confuses the kids.
Yeah.
And I think we just found out they're very confused.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus and there's a bunny and there's candy. It definitely falls on the parents' shoulders as far as, making sure your kids know the message, the meaning, what happened 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom, yeah. Boom. I even know some pastors who refuse because of the confusion, who don't use the word Easter on Sunday.
Yeah.
They call it Resurrection Sunday.
Mm.
They don't even use because that Easter evolved into something that we, another part of a celebration, that's sort of a cultural thing and some pastors that want to make that decision. But I think part of the reason that they did that was because of the confusion of what that word Easter, what do you think of Easter bunny?
Right.
You know, that's one of those things that kind of comes up quickly in the minds of the children. And as you heard on that clip, it there is some confusion about it.
Yeah, well, let's start at Good Friday because it is Good Friday. Yeah. So what does that mean? What does today represent?
Good Friday is when Jesus was actually crucified. He was arrested and was beaten a couple of different times. I don't know the specific number without having to look it up again to know for sure. He was beaten, was arrested, was put through some mock trials back and forth between the priest and the Roman emperor. And, you know, the Jews at the time were trying to get somebody to put him to death and then took him to Pilate. And, you know, in those days, Pilate would traditionally release a prisoner.
A criminal.
And so they said, do you want Jesus or do you want Barabbas? What do you want?
Barabbas was like this serial killer monster.
He was terrible. He was a revolutionary. He was awful. And they said, we want Barabbas. And they said, well, what do I do with Jesus? And they said, crucify him. And that of course, was a fulfillment of the prophecy and what Jesus actually came to willingly do to give his life. You know, none of this would have happened if Christ hadn't submitted himself to that. You know, Jesus told him, you don't have any power over me except what I've given to you.
Right.
And he was taken out to made to carry his own cross and taken to a place called Golgotha, or the place of the skulls, and hung on a cross between two other criminals. There were three crosses on display at that day outside of the city. He hung there and until he died. And there's some stuff in the scriptures, you know, a couple of interactions that he had with people that were there. But one of the things that's amazing to me is when he said, "It is finished," he was referring to part of the sacrificial system of the Jews when on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the high priest would only go into the part of the temple was divided with this giant curtain that hid this place called the Holy of Holies, and only once a year was the high priest, only the high priest, was allowed to go in there. And he would go in and offer a blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins for the nation for that year. And then he would come out, and when he would step out of the curtain, he would say, "It is finished." And the way Jesus said, "It is finished," he said, "It is finished and will forever be finished." Yeah. In other words, he was the once and for all final sacrifice. When he died, the temple curtain tore, showing that there's no longer any kind of a separation between man and God. And Jesus was here to kind of show us that anyway. But it was dramatically shown on the day of the crucifixion. And then so he died, he was buried. And then, of course, on Sunday morning, we read the accounts in the Gospels of people going to the Mary Magdalene and some others going to the tomb, and the tomb being empty, and the God's spokesman saying, "He's not here. Right. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's alive. Go back and tell the disciples." One of my favorite accounts is in the Gospel of Mark when he says, "Go tell the disciples and Peter."
Yeah,
that he's alive.
Mm.
You tell everybody, but you make sure Peter finds out because of what Peter did the day before, or a couple of days before.
Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful thing. And what it does, what the resurrection does, is it proves God's power over death and the grave.
Right.
If Jesus had not been resurrected, then all of this stuff that we do and talk about would just be stuff that we do and talk about. It would have no meaning. It wouldn't be real at all.
Yeah.
And it is real. Jesus made these claims. He was arrested, beaten, crucified, and then he rose again, which is like the exclamation point of what he came to do, to provide a way for mankind to be restored with God in a right relationship from the way that God intended it from the very beginning, for us to be in a relationship with him.
Mm.
But because of what happened in the garden, that all got broken.
The penalty for sin is death.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Without Christ and his sacrifice, I mean, he's the one.
Yeah.
And who paid the price.
Took our place. He the substitutionary death of Christ on the cross. Our sins were dealt with at the cross. The power of life came at the resurrection. It's kind of a two-fold kind of a thing. You can't have one without the other. without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness or remission of sin. And Jesus willingly shed his blood, and his blood cleanses us, which I know that sounds weird to some folks. How does blood cleanse? But it's in the literal sense of the blood sacrifice provides that opportunity for God to, when he looks at us, he sees us as clean because he's looking through the filter of the shed blood of Christ. So it's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Huge deal.
Dude, I love you, man. That was so beautiful.
Oh,
I'm sitting here like, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. But truly, especially bringing out Mark 16:7, the idea that it was like, hey, go tell the disciples and Peter.
Yeah.
Because he had thought he had broken everything because he'd renounced his best friend and was like, I'm out. And
even after making bold claims, even if the others fall away, I will not.
Because there was one who was at the foot of the cross. Yeah. And so you'd think if God wanted anybody to know, it'd be the one homie who stuck with him to the very, very last breath.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was the one who denied him, the one who turned away from him, the one who just said, not part of this anymore, and went back to fishing. Because God loved him so much that no matter what he had done, it was like, you make sure he knows.
Yeah, it's an amazing detail in the story of redemption and the restoration of Peter. What it does? It reminds every single one of us that one failure or one failed thing does not turn us into a failure.
Beautiful.
And that even in our failures, Christ can restore us. Not only can, but willingly restores and wants to restore us to that right relationship. He wants us to be in that relationship with him.
We got to take a break. United Blood Services is here. Right out in the parking lot, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast. We'll be talking to somebody from United Blood Services when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O. Ow! Hey! What's going on in the news today?
U.S.-led coalition dropped a 22,000-pound bomb on a series of ISIS cave complexes in Afghanistan. The bomb is the largest in the non-nuclear U.S. arsenal.
The Rockets, James Harden making history, the first to finish the regular season with at least 2,000 points, 900 assists, and 600 rebounds.
President Trump's assessment that the dollar is too strong, he says, is partly his fault because people have so much confidence in him. The dollar immediately plunged as soon as those comments were released.
Deliberations now underway in the double murder trial of former football star Aaron Hernandez.
Two men under arrest in Illinois. They are facing terrorism charges accused of conspiring to support ISIS.
One Michigan city backs away from a controversial label.
By a 5-2 vote, the city council has decided not to call Lansing a sanctuary city.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has removed the director of its Washington, D.C. Medical Center.
Laid word in Delaware that a judge has convicted a 17-year-old girl of homicide for a school bathroom fight that left a 16-year-old girl dead.
New questions about former Trump advisor Carter Page, who the FBI suspected might have been a spy for Russia.
New Zealand officials say the brunt of Cyclone Cook is going to pass the largest city, Auckland, but it's soon going to reach the capital, Wellington. Last week, the remnants of a different cyclone battered the coast of New Zealand.
It is 8:44.
High today of 80 degrees. Everything's looking good right now. No accidents to report at this time. There's regular construction throughout Montgomery with at least one lane closure all the way up to Juan Thibault and down to San Mateo. So you're going to want to be careful there. But other than that, everything's looking good. That's your look at traffic.
Today is Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, parked out in the parking lot at Calvary, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
In the east lot.
The United Blood Services is hanging out. They're taking your blood, and they'll be doing that till 2:30. We posted all the details at our Facebook page. But joining us right now in the studio is Michelle and Betty, and they are working hard out there.
Yeah.
Just taking people's blood. Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't think, Michelle, you're not actually taking people's blood yourself, right?
I personally am not.
Yeah,
taking people's blood. That would not be a good thing.
Yeah, there's like professionals in there.
Take my blood. Take my blood.
No,
here it is.
No, that's
Wait,
not.
Say that word again.
Phlebotomist.
Oh, my God.
Phlebotomist.
I had no idea they had a technical name. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, everybody's got a technical name.
I reckon. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't, actually. We're just... morning radio.
So for the average person out there that has never, ever decided, I'm going to give blood, Explain it to them. It's so easy to do, you know. Explain what
the process,
how easy it is for them to just cruise in and do it.
Blood donation is very easy. And the thing that I think people think of and they don't realize is that every day in New Mexico, we need 300 units of blood to meet the hospital's needs. So we serve 45 hospitals from Socorro, Taos, all the hospitals in Alba, every hospital. We provide the blood for. And what happens is someone comes into an emergency room, someone has surgery, someone has a very complicated pregnancy, somebody falls off their skateboard. Whatever the situation is, they may need blood. And so Betty has a great story about how important blood donation is and why you need to donate blood.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Loved it. I've been waiting to hear this story.
Yeah, dude. Oh.
Well, this was unexpected. I woke up not feeling well in the morning, and I was started bleeding heavily. I went to the emergency room, and I kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding, and I needed blood. So I needed a blood transfusion. Luckily, there was blood available.
Yeah.
So somebody out there saved my life. I wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for somebody donating blood.
Wow.
I need emergency surgery.
Yeah.
So I need about five to six units. Wow. I lost a lot of blood.
That, yeah, 5 to 6 units emergency surgery. And that obviously meant that they had to have that readily available.
Yes.
Like they couldn't just like go, okay, well, hold on. We need a couple people to go into one of these blood mobiles and give us blood so that we can. You needed it immediately.
Yeah, and it was pretty serious when they said, you need a blood transfusion.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, wow, okay. And I got all the blood I needed.
Yeah.
And I thank you to whoever donates blood.
Right.
Yeah, that's so. And how many people do you know, does this happen all the time where your situation, people go in and they don't have enough blood and then people die all the time from this? Just no?
No, and the reason that people don't die all the time, yes, that could happen. But the reason that it doesn't happen is because of blood drives like our partner, you all, doing a blood drive today. Yeah. This is an important weekend to donate blood. People are traveling, they're busy, they have family coming in, and doing a blood drive on Good Friday is so important.
Yeah.
It means so much to so many people. The blood will be available. The blood that's collected today will be in the hospitals in 3 to 5 days, tested, safe, and ready for the next person that comes into an emergency room and the doctor says, you need a blood transfusion. And that's exactly how it works.
Yeah, you're saving a life. You're saving lives.
Yeah. So when a person gets in there, they show up. What's kind of the process that they go through when they show up at the Bloodmobile today? What do they need to do?
That's a great question. So what we ask is that people bring a photo ID, a driver's license. We ask that you eat and drink water before you get here. We have snacks and water if you need to. We'll give you anyway. We ask you to do a 10-minute interview, and we take your pulse, your temperature, your blood pressure, and your hematocrit, which is the amount of iron in your body. We want to make sure that people are feeling well and healthy the day they donate. And the actual needle part of the donation is the shortest part, and that is maybe 10 minutes average.
Okay.
And I know that that's what people are most fearful of, and honestly, it does not hurt.
Yeah.
And what I ask people to do is think of somebody that you love. You know, if you were Betty's son or husband, think of someone you love, because you know you would donate if someone you loved needed blood today.
Right.
Unfortunately, fortunately for you, the people that donated a week ago, their blood is the blood that's available for you today. And then afterwards, we ask people to just wait for about 15 minutes. We have cookies and juice and snacks and water and to hang out with us afterwards. So it takes about 45 minutes total.
And definitely make sure you hang out and actually listen to the rules, because sometimes there are morning show DJs who donate blood on Good Friday to be cool on the radio. And then they're like, I don't have to stay here because I have to get back to the radio. And then they faint in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't recollect who that was, but it may have been me a couple years ago. I can't recollect.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Dude, eat and drink a lot of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And sit there. I'm good after like 5 minutes. I feel good, guys. I'm sorry. I really got to get back to the radio. Didn't work out for me.
That's usually the story. So we do recommend you hang out.
Pay attention to the people who know what they're talking about.
The phlebotomist knows, yo.
Yes.
We have questions coming in from the live line. Michelle, how often can you donate? I'm scheduled for another donation next week, but was wondering if I could come in today also.
No. If you are scheduled for next week, keep that appointment. People can donate every 56 days, so every 8 weeks, and I'm assuming that she's on or he's on a schedule.
Okay, cool. And then somebody else had a question about a tattoo they recently got a couple weeks ago. Are they able to donate if they have a tattoo?
Yes, and here's why. The state of New Mexico has changed the regulations. All the shops or parlors are... licensed and regulated now.
Yeah.
So as long as you got your tattoo in a licensed and regulated shop, you can donate. There's no restriction.
That is awesome. I remember coming up that, you're right.
You wait a year.
If
you wait
12
months.
In his garage. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 Somebody wanted to know how long blood is good for. It expires,
that's a great
right?
question. 42 like, days.
So 42
yes.
days.
And the majority of the blood is transfused. There's a very small percentage that may not be used. But like I said, the majority of this blood we collect today will start going out to the hospitals.
I didn't think about expiration dates. Think about that.
It's living.
Yeah.
It's vital. It's a vital part of our body and our life.
Right.
Yeah.
And more than
it's
one
so
way.
So amazing that they can do that.
Somebody had a question about donating blood. They said, what is the difference between donating blood and donating plasma?
Again, another question. Plasma, we collect plasma also.
Okay.
The difference between...
It hurts more.
No.
That's what I heard.
The big difference, that's not true.
Turn his mic off.
It takes longer. It does take longer. But if you donate at a plasma center... United Blood Services is the only place you can donate plasma where the blood is transfusible to a patient to use that plasma.
Wow.
It is illegal for us to pay for blood.
Okay.
So all of our blood donors are volunteer blood donors, meaning we don't say here's $50 or whatever it is to donate blood. That's critical because if I'm needing blood, the bag of plasma that they give me is going to be from a volunteer donor.
Yeah.
And so people do it because they are compassionate, because they care, and because they know they can save a life.
I know that sounds odd to have to say, but honestly, I immediately thought how wonderful that is, because when I think of somebody who actually needs money that badly, unfortunately, a lot of times it's for extracurricular activities that you probably don't want that blood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that sounds so terrible.
Mm-hmm. No.
But that's,
you
know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I remember being the hard up 20-year-old who was like, I really need to give something so that I can get some money.
Right.
But it wasn't for good causes. So, so many people chiming in. Somebody wanted to know how long before they can resume regular activity like a workout after they give blood.
We recommend you not work out the day you donate blood. You should be able to resume your activities the next day. Just take it easy that day.
Yeah,
that's a great question.
You'll pass out like Steve-O.
Right.
We want you to eat and drink a lot of water that day. Sort of take care of yourself, especially if you've never donated blood. People ride their bicycle to the blood center, donate blood, and ride their bike home. But they've donated. They're regular. They know their body. Mm-hmm. They know. And they probably eat and drink a lot of water.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Somebody wanted to know, it was the person who has the donation next week scheduled already. They said, okay, can I donate plasma today and my blood next week? They just want to give.
They do.
You know what? So if anyone has questions or if you want to schedule an appointment or come today, call 246-1457.
Okay.
And ask them that question. They can look her or him up.
Okay.
And they can tell her exactly what she can or can't do.
The Starmy is on it this morning.
Yeah,
they have
so
many
questions.
We had a really interesting one, I thought, actually. They wanted to know if you're ever able to find out where your blood goes. If you donate, are you able to find out?
We don't do that regularly, but yes, we can do that.
Okay.
And there's some requirements around that. It is confidential, like donating an organ, donating blood. You have to wait a year. For example, a few years ago... A Bernalillo County sheriff was shot. Mm-hmm. And she used 30 units of blood immediately. And then within the subsequent 6 months that she had to use or have, she used blood again.
Yeah.
100 times.
Wow.
100 units of blood total for her to become healthy. And she's great. We were able to bring together some of her donors introduce her. And that
that's
was sort of a special event.
I remember that too.
Yeah. It was part of our Battle of the Badges blood drive. And it was amazing to see her. I mean, she teared up meeting the people. She met like 12 of them, of the 100.
Incredible.
One was a 17-year-old young girl here from Albuquerque. The oldest was a 78-year-old from Roswell.
Wow.
Man who had donated blood, again, the week or two right before she needed it. And so it was available for her when she ended up in the emergency room like you did.
That is an incredible story.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't think about that, you know? And so, obviously, as we have learned, blood expires. I mean, it's living. It's so vital. And so this is exactly why we partner, why we team up every year on Good Friday for this. You can come down now. I do recommend going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88FM. I've posted the direct link where you can make an appointment for today's blood drive so that you can absolutely know, you know, because it does fill up.
It will fill up. I think I think that if people need to come, just want to walk in today, we will be okay, especially this morning.
Good.
So please.
Yeah.
There's three buses out there now. We are not busy. There's no waiting right now.
Beautiful.
So now's bring your ID, grab a bottle of water and a burrito.
Beautiful.
And come on down.
Bring me one of those burritos. Please.
Yeah. There you go.
Michelle and Betty, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Thank you
for what you guys do. It's so incredible.
That's awesome.
Man.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here in the Calvary parking lot. You'll see it. You'll see the United Blood Service bus out there, and you guys can just cruise on in. Like they said, what's the average time it takes? About
45 minutes.
Yeah, that's easy.
There you go.
You're saving lives,
dude. Coming up, we got to talk about this. Speaking of our officers here in Albuquerque, the APD is concerned over a video game and a recent portrayal of our Albuquerque Police Department. We gotta talk about this.
Coming about this.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Skillet. Okay. All right. Burn it down. It's Star 88. Good morning. 9:03.
High today of 80 degrees. Traffic. Well, unfortunately, there's an accident reported. The shoulder is blocked. I-40 East right at Wyoming. That's exit 164. Looking at the roads. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. Traffic.
United Blood Services hanging out. Today, till 2:30, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here in the Calvary parking lot. And make some time. We just talked to Michelle and Betty and gave some wonderful information.
Yeah.
How easy it is. Takes about 45 minutes. And you are saving a life. We heard from Betty, who was in an accident, and she would have died without the blood.
Yeah.
She would have died.
Incredible.
So they always need it.
Speaking of, I'm sorry, I was just reporting on like that accident. Did you guys hear about that crazy story a couple days ago about the reporter who was live on the news and reported her husband's death without knowing it?
Oh my gosh, sad. No.
Dude.
I did not hear about that.
Okay, so for those that hadn't heard, she was is an anchor, in India. And Saturday morning, words broke of a deadly accident, so they cut to breaking news.
Yeah.
And she's in the studio, and she's telling the audience about the details. Three people had died, two were injured when an SUV and a truck collided. And so she's listening to the reporter on the scene giving more details about the tragedy over the phone. And she realized, wait, her husband was in that area, drives that kind of vehicle, and was with three of his friends.
Oh, man.
And, like, this dawning realization, you know, went over her,
That's
she said.
Awful.
Her demeanor never changed.
Really?
She finished out the news broadcast, and unfortunately, She's the senior anchor there. She's been with the company for 9 years. She kept reporting, even as images of the vehicle, blurred photos of the victims appeared on the screen, she did her job.
Wow.
Never lost composure. And the second it went off the air, they said
she just crumbled.
Oh, I'm yeah, sure. Poor thing.
Ugh.
But she finished out the entire broadcast.
I don't know why.
I don't know
if I could do that.
Give blood. Give blood. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If that was a situation where they were alive and they needed blood to survive,
yeah,
that is why we ask you to take the time. It's so easy to do, and it doesn't hurt like they said. Yeah. If you're freaking out, it's a needle. Come on.
What's hard is like the station manager, people knew. They knew ahead of time. They knew.
Yeah.
Well, as they broke it, and then it came through, and it was like, oh no. And they knew. And so the second she went off the air, they told her.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Dude, she never lost composure. She got through the entire broadcast.
That's crazy.
Ugh.
Crazy. So
you see that stuff in like TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just, oh, it's so sad. It's like a Grey's Anatomy moment, man.
Well, even, I mean, when you look at old clips of national news tragedies, like when Kennedy was assassinated, and how even The Rock, Walter Cronkite, broke a little bit.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and when Armstrong stepped on the moon and how those guys were like, we are watching this live.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, they're reporting, but you could tell they were excited and it was, I couldn't do it.
All right. Before we jump into the story that you're going to talk about, it involves Grand Theft Auto and how you can make an APD vehicle.
No,
what is it
coming up? Yeah, we'll talk about it. APD they're pretty worried right now because Grand Theft Auto. It's a very popular video game, obviously, still, which is crazy to me. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's been around forever.
I'm like, I remember GTA 3 back in the day, and I just can't believe it's still a big thing. A local teenager created a mod for the game.
Mm.
We'll talk about why, but within that mod, you can drive an actual APD police vehicle.
All right, we'll talk about that right after.
The Morning Invasion.
I forgot.
Brings you
not this week. Not this week.
Motion Theater.
We have a couple clips for Slow Motion Theater this week. Man. If you don't know what it is, we slow down the show. We half speed it. And it's really funny because, let's face it, Steve and I are stupid.
I slur my words, apparently. I try so hard to articulate so that when this happens, I don't sound so stupid, but apparently it doesn't ever matter.
At half speed, I don't think it matters how much you articulate. Right. It's going to sound funny.
Yeah, Sam, we were talking about messed up things that you would do for $5 million.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard this.
I heard part of it.
Yeah. It was really, really stupid. It was a really dumb conversation. It was fun and entertaining, but man, it was dumb.
Yeah.
Cut off the thumb on your dominant hand for $5 million. Get the butcher knife. My hand is on the table. Roll in the $5 million.
You chop
my thumb off. I'll do it.
You need your thumb.
No, I don't.
How are you going to cook now, man? Oh, wait, you don't cook. You're fast food.
Okay.
You're just going to become left-hand dominant? You're just going to try and learn to work with your left hand?
Heck yeah. I don't
I immediately thought of I don't know why I immediately thought of cooking. I was like, no way, dude.
Yeah.
Like grilling or doing anything, trying to flip stuff or like, no.
This conversation was so ridiculous. I mean, there was some ridiculous things on that list, Sam.
Yeah, I heard a couple of them.
Would you cut off your thumb for $5 million?
No, because then I couldn't eat nachos.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
No opposable thumb.
That's true.
And if your other hand becomes dominant, then to keep the $5 million, would you have to then cut that thumb off as well?
No.
There's too many unknowns.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. This this happened yesterday, or yesterday or the day before. Stephen Christian stopped in, and he has a weekend show. Stephen Christian, the former lead singer of Anne Berlin, he has a weekend show Saturday and Sunday from 2:30 to 6.
I hear him frequently.
Right here on Star 88. And he likes to slam our show when he does his show. And he came in to promote his weekend shift.
Like, you seriously scared me.
I'm sorry. I've been here for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Just standing here, you guys.
I felt this smell, and I was like, what smells so good? And then I looked, and I saw you, and you were just glowing. You were like, and your hair was like
thanks, guys.
Gold. It was like gold flakes falling from your hair.
See, you know what happened? It's like Beetlejuice, because that Cheryl just called in. She was calling you Joseph. I asked her to call me Steven. And when you say Steven three times, like Beetlejuice, he just appears whether you want him to or not.
Beautiful.
Welcome. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Steven Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Hi.
I got to work a little early today. I thought I'd drop by.
Yeah. Wow. He sounds really
your show exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, we, Steve and I occasionally will join Steven on his little, show on the weekend. Okay, that's enough. Oh, man. Steven Christian.
I heard a lot of that bit.
Dude.
That was playing when I was on my way to the Baptist building the other day.
I'm excited for Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live for Easter sunrise service, and we kick off at 6:30 a.m., but I know that our boy Stefan and Jordan Feliz, they're going to be hanging out with us on stage for a bit, and it's always interesting spending time with him.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Yeah.
The Morning
There it is. Slow Motion Theater.
Brings you Slow Motion Theater.
If you guys ever would like to request a Slow Motion Theater, please text in 585 Live.
I love it.
Let us know.
That is one of the funniest things.
Do enjoy it. That's for sure.
It's still so funny.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about this Grand Theft Auto thing.
This is crazy. Yeah, officers in Albuquerque are quite concerned. Let's be real, man. Video games be cray-cray. And Grand Theft Auto isn't exactly one that shows officers in a sweet light, if you will. But here's the thing. A local teenager created a mod of Grand Theft Auto using pictures of real APD patrol cars that players can drive as they act as officers. Local creator said he did it out of a passion and respect for law enforcement, but police said, dude, this is a violent video game. It could totally give people the wrong idea. So here's what it is. A modification of GTA lets people play as officers instead of playing the criminals like in the original game. And this local 17-year-old is an aspiring police officer. He said, quote, this is kind of my way of representing APD to my capabilities right now until I'm of age to apply. The mod with the car is available for anybody to download, and people have started popping videos up on YouTube showing them rocking around as APD officers in this game. But the thing is, that game is gnarly, man.
Oh, it is. Parents, if your kid is playing Grand Theft Auto, sorry, kids, they shouldn't be playing Grand Theft Auto. It is a terrible game.
But here's what's terrible about it is that parents don't care, man. I used to work, you know, before years ago, obviously. I ran a video game store. I worked at a GameStop. And when GTA 3 came out, I was working there. And, dude, constantly I'd be like, Mom, this is a mature-rated game. In this game, they will be doing A, B, and C, all these horrible things.
Yeah.
Like, is this something you really want your 9-year-old playing? And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, oh, he's seen worse. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times, that's what would happen.
I think it's A, they don't care at all, or it's they don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, it's just a video game.
It's just a video game, or it's, you know, the kids lie to their parents and tell them that They don't really understand because they've never played video games, yeah, how bad it can be.
Because here's the thing. Some players like will play it legit because as an officer, you're on the good side of the law. So you're like writing citations, you're responding to calls in game, and that's real. However, you can, as an officer, shoot and kill people for no reason.
Right.
And because of that, the APD Officers Association is not stoked. The APOA president, Sean Willoughby, talked to KRQE News and said, quote, "Police officers don't go around just killing people. We take this profession very seriously. And unfortunately, it hits really close to home after some deadly officer-involved shootings that have cost the lives of local law enforcement officers." They said the creator put a lot of work into it. I don't want to tear down somebody's dream of being a police officer, but this is very, very serious. To be included in a video game such as this that promotes violence is concerning to us because we're not a violent agency and we know our officers are professional and good at what they do. That comes from another officer. Yeah, dude. So I don't know, dude, because it's modded to look like
APD. I agree with
APD.
Everything you said. I don't think it's they. I'm glad that he's standing up and saying that they don't want to be associated with that.
Right, because it's different than, say, watching Breaking Bad, because, you know, on Breaking Bad, it's set in Albuquerque, and you're like, dude, APD cars. You know, it's like, these are the uniforms. These are what the officers, that's what our actual police cars look like here. That was rad. This is different because it's a video game where you're portraying an officer and you can run around and murder people.
You can kind of go rogue.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with this game, parents. Seriously, if you don't know anything about it, you can go in there and you can, your character, you can do anything you want. It's like a world opened up where you can do horrific things to other human beings. There's prostitutes.
Yeah.
There's sexual activity in the game. There's just torture.
It's just violent.
It's just completely like it's an awful game. It's very violent.
Yeah.
So for parents out there that don't know, please don't let your kids play this stuff. Over the years, I've read stories of kids that that were into this game. They jumped in their parents' car and went on a rampage, just plowing into things because of the game. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see, and I understand the concerns from police officers and from the APD Officers Association. The kid again, he said he meant no disrespect. I ultimately have the utmost respect for law enforcement all over the country because day in and day out they see us on our worst days.
Yeah.
He said he's going to continually update his version of the game, and he actually has plans to make more patrol cars. So we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You know, and unfortunately, you look at the comments, and the comments are not great. Like, I don't even know how many I want to share. So, somebody said, well, maybe he can start doing a training video for APD. Like, he's got the talent. Maybe he can start doing those computer-generated stuff for the APD.
Rather than putting it in the game like that.
Yeah. Somebody said, the really talented kid, you know, he's got some skills in the computer programming gaming world. But then, if that's the case, why would he want to be with APD? I don't know. And then, of course, we've just got some nasty comments about how the game isn't the biggest problem that they have right now and blah, blah, blah. You know, their image. Somebody said GTA is the most incredible highlight of depravity in video games. It celebrates doing everything wrong. Basically, everything God hates. It's absolutely awful. Somebody said, yeah, but have you played it, though? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
I played it.
Did I mention that I used to run a GameStop?
Yes.
Like, for real. Yeah. You know, like that. I'm a gamer still, but now, like, I have kids, man. You know, like, and I'll tell you what, like, I can't rock games like that. It's
here's what I do. Here's what I do with as a parent of three kids that love video games. If it's a game that I'm not too sure about, A, I'll look it up online. And another thing I'll do is I'll rent it from Redbox or something. I'll go and rent the game and I'll play it myself. And that's what I did with Grand Theft Auto because, of course, my kids wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I rented it and no. Sorry.
Yeah.
That is never going to happen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Well,
I
remember when it first came out a long time ago and how people were in talking about the level of the violence and how it's very graphic and all that kind of stuff. and how it's grown with mm-hmm. little kids still getting to play it. I don't get that.
Yeah, especially when there's sexual activity in the video game.
Yeah.
There's rape in the video game. That's how serious it is.
It's terrible.
And that's
it's
a mod, awful. Though. That is, I will point out that is a mod.
Still.
That's,
the fact that you can
it's
do
a modification
that
someone created.
Right.
And like it's an unlockable quote thing.
Right.
So, because I just, yeah.
Those are the levels you can get to. I mean, that's where you could take it, you know?
Yeah.
And I know one of my kids, he's so smart, he would be the kid that would probably do all that, you know? I mean, it's just that's what would happen. It would get to that point where, you know, you'd have a kid come over and he would know. And it's just, I'm not going to put that on my kids, you know?
Yeah.
It's a terrible game.
Yeah. There you go.
585 Live if you want to text in or 338-3700.
Somebody said downside is most games don't allow you to insert your own modifications into them. It's one of the cool things GTA does, but the game itself, pretty horrendous. Somebody else said, man, I miss GTA 3. That was classic.
Okay. All right.
GTA 3 is totally different than what we got today. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure.
Is definitely a little different. There are so many comments chiming in, but I'm not going to. Some of them are just like, I'm not sharing your trash.
Yeah.
I'm not telling that one. Yeah.
Let's use a new word every day.
New word.
And now, today's word of the day.
Downtight.
What?
Downtight.
Downtight?
Downtight. The opposite of uptight.
Oh.
Laid back. Chill.
So I'm downtight, yo.
Example. I can't hang out with rich people. I'm too downtight. I'm also too poor. Let's go with downtight as the main reason. Downtight.
I'm down.
Never use that words. One.
Never
some of
use
your
that
words
one.
Are so dumb.
Hey, man, this is the lingo. This is the language that's
no,
out there
I've
right now.
I've literally never heard anybody say that.
Honestly,
I feel
me
like
neither.
You make some of these up.
I do not make these up.
You're like, bro, I got a really good one. What's the opposite of uptight?
Downtight.
Downtight.
That almost sounds like something I would make up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No, these are Urban Dictionary words, guys.
No, I don't believe you.
Yes, these are added to the Urban Dictionary. Downtight.
Which, it doesn't sound like you're very downtight right now, Dex.
You're very uptight. You started talking GTA, and you were very uptight.
Yeah, I was. I turned into that parent, that dad.
Yeah,
you did. You know, I'm wondering with some of these words, too. We live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I mean, maybe this is something they use, you know, on the East Coast or, you know, up north.
Very possible.
Well, we actually just got a downtight response to your uptight response to GTA, bro.
Oh, okay.
This is very downtight. I've been playing GTA since the 90s. I'm in my 30s now. I have children. I would never let them play Grand Theft Auto. But you cannot broad brush an entire community of gamers and say that the game makes everybody want to go out and do bad things. I have never done anything bad in my life, nor do I have any kind of criminal record, and I still play the new one to this day, but I don't let my kids watch it. Boom.
Yeah, pretty sure
Boom.
We were focused on the kids.
What?
When we were talking about GTA, it was...
Hey, but you did kind of broad brush and say nobody should play it, ever.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought he just said... Kids.
No, he said nobody ever.
No, I never said that.
No,
I'm
dude,
pretty sure
you're
I
just too
said...
uptight, bro.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said, but wouldn't it be down loose because you're not wound tight?
The opposite.
You're like loose. So maybe you're like down loose.
Yeah. You know what, guys? Don't try to change it.
Yeah, down
Give
loose.
Me a break.
That sounds better. I like that. I am down
so
loose.
Many,
I am
like,
down loose with that.
That's
people,
not in the Urban Dictionary, guys.
Three
people just said down loose, bro. It's down loose.
Fine.
Not,
you know what? Go
you're
say
uptight,
it. Nobody will know what you're talking
if you're
about.
Tight.
Yeah, if you're down, you're loose.
Nobody's saying that, man. Nobody's saying that.
Okay, well, we're saying it. Sam and I. 2-1.
There you go.
Yep.
We win.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
We
down
are the winners. You are not.
You know, I wish you weren't so uptight about this word, man. You just got to be more down loose.
You got to be down loose.
You got to be down loose like Sam and I, bro.
Oh, there it is.
I changed it. Down loose.
Man.
Anyways.
Yeah, it's an open source forum, Urban Dictionary, right?
I guess it is, you know. You're right.
I don't know. Make a word up.
We just did.
All right, we got to take a break. United Blood Services is out in the parking lot at Calvary, 4001 Asuna Road Northeast. They'll be here until 2:30. You can stop in and donate blood. It doesn't take very long. About 45 minutes. yep. to donate blood, and you are saving lives.
You're good to go.
So many people need your blood. So today's the day. And of course, noon today, we have a Good Friday service here at Calvary. We have a message from Pastor Skip Heitzig. Music, it'll be set up right out in front of Calvary near the fountains. Get here early so you can get a good spot. I like that, Sam. Dance it up.
Yeah.
This is a nice bed, man.
Yeah.
Let the boogie out.
I have an Easter song that I need to play before we get out of here because I spent about an hour on it this morning. I feel okay. like I need to at
you
least, play,
at least
it,
play it. Okay.
You know? So we'll do that next.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
U.S.-led coalition dropped a 22,000-pound bomb on a series of ISIS cave complexes in Afghanistan. The bomb is the largest in the non-nuclear U.S. arsenal.
The rockets, James Harden making history, the first to finish the regular season with at least 2,000 points, 900 assists, and 600 rebounds.
President Trump's assessment that the dollar is too strong, he says, is partly his fault because people have so much confidence in him. The dollar immediately plunged as soon as those comments were released.
Deliberations now underway in the double murder trial of former football star Aaron Hernandez.
Two men under arrest in Illinois. They are facing terrorism charges accused of conspiring to support ISIS.
One Michigan city backs away from a controversial label.
By a 5-2 vote, the city council has decided not to call Lansing a sanctuary city.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has removed the director of its Washington, D.C. Medical Center.
Laid word in Delaware that a judge has convicted a 17-year-old girl of homicide for a school bathroom fight that left a 16-year-old girl dead.
New questions about former Trump advisor Carter Page, who the FBI suspected might have been a spy for Russia.
New Zealand officials say the brunt of Cyclone Cook is going to pass the largest city, Auckland, but it's soon going to reach the capital, Wellington. Last week, the remnants of a different cyclone battered the coast of New Zealand.
Oh, good morning, Starmy. United Blood Services hanging out until 2:30 today. Just taking blood to save lives. We talked to Michelle and Betty this morning. Betty was in a situation where she was in an accident, and without the blood that people donated, like today, she wouldn't be here. She'd be dead. So it is so important to take 45 minutes out of your day to swing in and donate blood, especially on a Good Friday. So symbolic.
Yeah.
And today is, you know, we celebrate Good Friday as the day, you know, Jesus 2,000 years ago died on the cross for us. He shed his blood for our sins. So it's a great day to give up something for somebody yeah. else to save someone's life. 2:30. That's when it ends today. 4001 Asuna Road Northeast. It is 9:34.
High today of 80 degrees.
Traffic.
There is a vehicle on fire. Eubank Boulevard South, right at I-40. It was reported about 12 minutes ago. That is the big thing on my map right now. No other accidents to report. But again, a vehicle is on fire. Eubank South, right at I-40. Yeah.
Gives a whole new meaning to the word Hot Wheels.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
Sam Swan.
Beautiful.
Sam Swan.
Thank you.
Traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Easter coming up on Sunday. Sunrise service. Make plans to come and hang out with us. Steve-O and I will be out early, around 6:30, kicking things off on the radio. We'll be on the radio. We'll also be on stage for Sunrise service. Getting everybody warm and entertained. And then about 7:30, we'll kick it off. Jordan Felice will be in town along with Battle Drums Worship. It'll be a message from Pastor Skip Heitzig. If you've never gone to a Sunrise service before, they're incredible.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this. Yes.
They are incredible. So for Easter, I thought I'd put together a little Easter song for everybody. You know, it's been a little while since I got in the studio and threw down some tracks and thought I would sing a little bit this morning. I thought, you know, Sam's coming in. I'm sure he's going to want to hear me sing. And
okay.
I mean, so this one's for you, Sam.
Okay.
I made this song for you, buddy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Are you ready, Stormy? Here we go. Yeah.
Love it when you come and bunny hopping right along. Easter candy lover, eat them up, they're gone. Dropping up, you're hopping up as fast as you can. Easter bunny, kind of funny, I'm your fan.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You brought chocolate and lots of it, you know what I like. Left an Easter basket when you came last night. Springtime, right time for bringing me sweets. Leave the basket empty, yeah, you know me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Take those eggs and gobble them up. Jelly beans and get enough. You're the Easter Bunny.
Oh, my God.
We are the Easter Bunny.
Oh,
I gobble it all up. You're the Easter Bunny. I can't get enough. Basket full of sweets. Easter time full of treats, yeah.
Happy Easter, everybody.
You are so stupid.
I can't tell because of the headphones, but I think my ears are bleeding.
Yeah.
I mean, my levels were a little off on that one. I might have to get back in the stud and fix a few things. You
worked on that for about an hour?
Yeah, it was a real quick recording this morning, so I might have to tweak a few things, but, I just like to dabble with
my
music.
Can we get that on iTunes?
I refuse to read any of the comments from the Star Me because I don't want to encourage you with your stupidity.
Just give me $10 and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Man.
I'm
going to
put that on my iPod.
Everybody else is like $20.
I want to listen to that when I'm driving all over the state
of
Mexico.
You're like the modern day Weird Al, and I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know if I hate it or if I really hate it.
Well, appreciate that one. You know, even though I hated Weird Al as a kid.
What?
Isn't that funny? I hated him.
Okay, well, you are him.
I know. I have turned into Weird Al, and I hated him.
I know a guy who went to high school with Weird Al.
Really?
Yes. He tells some pretty funny stories about how he is. And then something happened. He got invited. My friend, Weird Al, invited my friend to something, but he couldn't go. And it hurt Weird Al's feelings.
Hmm.
And so every year or every other year or something, periodically, Weird Al will just call him and say, "You're stupid," and hang up on it. I'm not telling the story exactly right, but he'll call.
That's awesome.
He'll call my friend and go, "You're an idiot," and then just hang up on him. And he knows he gets a phone call from Weird Al.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
because Weird Al is a big deal.
Oh man, he's huge.
Yeah, I went to school with a guy that was a fanatic. I mean, he grew his hair out like Weird Al.
He wanted to be like
Weird
Al.
Wore every like the Hawaiian t-shirts.
Wow.
He was obsessed with Weird Al, and maybe that's why it was. I hated it because
maybe.
The guy kind of freaked me out.
Yeah. And you have to admit it is a little clever.
Oh yeah.
Some of this stuff
was very clever.
Does. Yeah.
There were certain artists who absolutely hated him.
Yeah. And some who loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some loved him.
Yeah.
So yeah. Somebody said, "Yeah, but at least Weird Al can sing."
Oh, what?
Somebody else said, "Excuse me, Weird Al is the modern day Weird Al." So yeah.
Oh, well, we already have one Weird Al.
Our boy in Tempe said Dex rules, and somebody else said, "Dude, whatever, Easter song, amazing." So there you go.
Thanks, guys.
Got people.
I'm glad you guys have a guy from Tempe who listens in.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's where my brother and his family live in Tempe.
Beautiful.
I love Tempe. It's beautiful.
And a pilot for American Airlines.
Oh, really?
So that's cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
I fly them, yo. I fly them.
Hey, good morning.
Yo, Dex, you need to take a little more time off, buddy.
No, poor boy. Come on.
Now, if he takes more time off.
Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday, man.
You too.
Somebody else said, "Steve-O, you're just jelly. God has gifted Dex
okay.
a talent to share with the world."
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you are a worship pastor, and it's pretty embarrassing that worship leader.
Thank you. There's a difference.
You are a worship leader.
I didn't go to worship leader school to be called pastor. Am I right?
And it's funny. And it's funny that I just kind of show you up. I show you up every morning. Just with song.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see you throwing down any tracks.
Oh.
Oh. Man. That sounds like a challenge.
Okay.
All right.
Challenge accepted.
All right. When do I have to have this done? Actually,
whenever you want.
I'm just going to. Okay.
Yeah,
I accept the challenge on behalf of Steve-O.
There you go. Give me a glove, a white glove.
Is this Parody Wars? Is this Parody Wars?
I challenge you to a musical duel.
Oh, man. You don't want a Parody Wars with me, bro.
It's probably true.
You don't want a Parody Wars with me, dog.
Yeah.
I was a Weird Al fan. So because of that, I could parody all day, my friend.
Channel your inner Weird Al.
All right, this is for you, Sam, because you are a runner.
I am.
This headline... if you're a runner out there, you're gonna love this headline.
Ooh.
It says, every hour you run adds 7 hours to your life.
Wow.
Even if you run super slowly.
Wow.
See, buddy, you're doing good things there, man. Dexter, because you do run super slowly.
Yeah, that's true.
We were running this week, and I kept like, this is hurting my shins. I'm just going to run at normal pace. I'll see you later, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you know what I hate the most? Is when someone tries to talk to me while I'm running.
Oh, yeah.
I can't breathe, and you're trying to have a conversation
I'm a
with me? Yeah,
Steve-O's
talking, and I'm like,
I love running. There's I do.
There's actually a thing referred to as conversational pace.
Oh.
If you can run and have a short burst of words in a sentence or whatever, that's conversational pace. And if you're running a little faster than conversational pace, how you can tell is you're not able to converse, and That's kind of a good judge on your
Texas
pace.
Texas conversational
your training.
Pace is sitting.
Yeah, for real. I don't run enough to where I don't really know how to
run a lot.
I don't run. I don't know how to run. But I don't.
Yeah,
I really don't.
You.
Because
I
when I run with my wife, and I have in the past, she'll run with her mouth closed.
Yeah.
And I'll see that with runners. They don't even run with their mouth open. And she said it's all about the way you breathe and it's keeping your heart rate down, because once you start, when you open your mouth, that sends a signal to your brain saying that, you know, you're kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
And so she said, she tried teaching me, and one day I really focused and I was blown away because I actually could. I ran pretty far.
Yeah.
He ran so far away.
I did, and but I don't run enough to where I'm good at it. I really have to focus on my breathing to do it.
Me too. I don't have real good breathing technique. That's terrible grammar, also. But my breathing technique is not.
I breathe good hard.
As long as I can breathe, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I need to work on that some. I need to. But what I've tried to do when I try to work on it, I find myself I'm concentrating so hard and trying to breathe properly that then I feel like I'm running with flippers on.
Yeah.
You know, I can whoop, I just can't get. So I don't know. My breathing technique is not the best.
And it's not even
Brenna's
the breathing.
Always telling me, you got to breathe better.
It's like, how do you relax your body? Because I get stiff.
Yeah,
and
you just kind of let your arms dangle.
I'm trying. I don't know how.
And if they get a little tight, I do this too. I just shake my hands out a little bit, and then I bring them back up. You just run with your try to relax
everything.
I'm so
stiff.
Yeah, don't be
when
stiff.
I run.
I'm
terrible.
Remember
just you run
in.
Like a linebacker. That's
yeah,
what
I do.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Starry Member just chimed in and said that your fact is especially true in a zombie apocalypse.
according to a new study out of Iowa State University, every hour that you run adds 7 hours to your life.
That's great.
Yeah. You don't even have to run six minute miles to increase your lifespan. They say that even if you're just jogging super slowly, you'll still get the health benefits.
I can't jog super slowly, man. I'm not kidding. That's the one thing, especially if we do warm-ups or something at the gym.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that I excel in, I'm usually first when it comes to the running.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll just, and because I try to slow down or try and talk to people, and I'm like, I can't do this. This is hurting my shins.
Yeah.
So I just take long strides and go.
Yeah.
But, man.
Here's what's disappointing. They said there's a cap. Running can only add about 3 years to your life.
Period?
Yeah.
You're all houred up there, Sam. I think you're done.
Man. I must be caught up.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you add 7 hours to your life per run, that means you'd need to go on about a 3,750 runs to hit the three-year cap, which would mean 2 one-hour runs per week for 36 years. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, see, when I... with the pace that I run, I run an hour often. It won't take me 36 years.
Wow.
Man. But you're a runner.
I am, yeah. Although I haven't been running a lot lately, which is frustrating. But I don't wanna be bitter on the air. But I will. But I will if I have to be.
Yeah, and if you really boil it down to, and it's like, you know, adding 3 years to your life, well, what if you are 90 years old and you're just sitting in front of the TV, you can barely walk, but man, I just added 3 more years to my life because I ran. I'm ready to go home and be with the Lord.
Okay.
I don't like
this. If you can't run, chances are you're not, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not.
Because if they can't run and they're just sitting there and they want
to
go home.
I've added 3 years to my life because I ran back in the day.
Back in the day. I think he's saying he ran in a
Yeah, I added 3 years to my life.
So you're like mad at young, fit you?
Yeah, I'm mad at myself because I'm ready to go. It's like, oh, I wouldn't have added those years.
If old me could go back and visit with young, fit me, I would have a word or two. Sit down, eat up, drink a milkshake, have ice cream.
I think if you're running and you're healthy when you're young, chances are you're going to be like pretty strong.
Now when you're 90, Steve-O.
Why not? I've seen 90-year-olds who it's like, whoa, wait, you're 90? And they're just like, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
But it's like they live an active lifestyle.
It's pretty rare though, man. Both my grandmas are still alive and it's it's kind of it's tough to see them. It really is. That's
we
not.
Can,
that's
can
not.
Tell
that
by the tone of
please,
voice.
Please, Lord. If I live to be that old, I just don't want
you
to live.
You are the worst
that,
human.
I both just my grandmas.
Both my grandmas are still alive. Sorry.
My poor grandma told. She turned 93 the other day, and she tried to blow out the candles on her birthday cake, and she spit all over the birthday cake and didn't blow out any of the candles. I felt terrible for everybody that was at the party because they had to eat grandma's spit.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to be. I
feel like it's like
I want to be that way.
Living nectar at this point because she's so old and still alive. It's like, give me some of that spit, grandma.
No way.
You did something.
Are you
right?
Kidding me? That's like when she. It's like dust. Like she blew out the candles, but dust came out.
Well, then all you have to do is just wave your hand over it.
You
and it
are
blows the dust away off the ice
and you can't. All of my grandparents are gone, and I'm like, I'm so mad at you right now.
Man.
I don't have any grandparents to offend.
Well, the good thing is that all my grandpas are dead. Like, nobody...
you just said the good thing is?
Yeah, no men in my family lived very long, so that's a good thing for me,
because
I want to be out by 65. I've always said it. 65...
What is wrong with you?
Take me home, Lord.
Man,
I don't want to live past
65. Took a turn.
I know!
Dex, we love you. We want you to stay around longer than just
65. Not if you're
going to
be grumpy, though. Just go.
Well, yeah.
See, that's me. I don't want to be that for anybody. I know I'll be this grumpy...
Gosh.
Terrible person.
We'll be walking through our neighborhood grocery store that we bump into each other every once in a while. I'll hear this old man over by the bacon. Hang on, there's no more bacon!
That'll be me!
Dex is here.
I'll be so mad.
He's 64. He's almost gone.
Guys,
he's almost gone.
Just praying for a swift departure.
No, honestly, it's funny because I've always joked around that I want to die when I'm 65, and that really is kind of true.
That's so
I
young,
really
dude.
Feel like God is going to make me the oldest man alive. Like, I kind of stopped a couple years back, and I was like, I need to stop saying that, because God usually has a sense of humor with stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And he's going to make me the oldest living man ever. And please, Lord, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to.
There you go.
I can't.
Okay.
My heart hurts.
Oh, my gosh. You are so lazy. You're like, I'm just so tired and lazy. I just don't want to be alive.
It sounds so
exhausting breathing.
That whole heart beating thing is wearing me out.
Oh, man. So there you go, guys. Run. It's good for you.
Can you guys hear the music outside?
Yeah.
They're doing a
sound
check.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I can hear
Sunrise service. Good
Friday service. Noon today.
Him. Man, look at the size of that speaker array right there.
Yeah.
You guys make plans to come on down and get here early. It's going to be set up right outside of Calvary near the fountains, and we'll have a message from Skip Heitzig. United Blood Services is here in the parking lot. You can give blood. Maybe you want to do it. They'll be here till 2:30, so you'll probably have some time after the service.
Our boy Mahoots is out there broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m., so make sure you swing by, say what's up. But the message gets going, the service gets going at noon, so time to get on down here, man. You can give blood, kick it, get a snack, and then prepare for Good Friday.
It's a good Friday!
Go away forever.
Okay. 406 years ago on this day, in 1611, Prince Federico...
Sessy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sessy.
Used the word telescope for the first time.
Wow.
How do we know? That was 406 years ago. 152 years ago in 1865, President Lincoln was shot.
Oh, man.
By John Wilkes Booth while attending the comedy Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington. He died the following morning.
That was 152 years ago today?
Well, 1865.
Okay.
Also,
not a good Friday.
No, it wasn't.
if it was on a Friday.
Yeah.
Although the president only goes to plays on Friday. Is that right?
Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
John Wilkes Booth.
Also, 105 years ago, in 1912, the unsinkable Titanic collided with an iceberg on its maiden voyage and began sinking.
Dude, please tell us any more. I thought that was in February. Tragedies?
No. This 716 passengers survived and 1,517 drowned in the icy water.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Including Jack.
Okay.
Jack.
I'll never let you go, Jack.
True. It was April 14th.
There's not enough room on this door for both of us.
Always makes me so mad. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing
ever. Don't leave me, Jack. Don't leave you. He's dying because you won't let him have
the
door.
He's in the frozen tundra. Yeah, it was April 14th. Yeah. You weren't lying.
I'm not lying. Because remember, it was just a week. It was last week when we talked about how that set sail.
Yeah.
So they weren't out there very long.
No, that's a terrible thing.
105 years.
Do you know what gets me when you watch the movie? Spoiler alert, the boat sinks. But they, and who knows if this really happened or not, but there's this one scene where it flashes down to the, you know, it cuts to the low class people,
yeah.
And there's a mom and her two little kids, and they just get on the bed together as the water rises, and they, it's inevitable what's going to happen. That, more than anything else in that movie, that kills me, because I'm sure that kind of, I just can't even imagine.
Yeah.
That's just horrible.
Did you ever see, it was on the History Channel, they went down and they sent...
Where they took pictures and
video
they saw
down.
Kind of the whole spread.
Was amazing.
Yeah, fascinating.
So cool.
Yeah.
I saw the diamond, I think.
The
diamond was down there.
Gosh.
We should collaborate. We should do a song together.
You got a good voice,
that'd
man.
Be great. Thank you.
We should. What do you want to do? What kind of song you want to do?
I don't know. We can.
We could talk. We could do a song about Baptists.
Oh,
you know. We could.
It's already been done.
Okay.
It's called "We Are the Champions."
Oh. Wow.
I just made that up.
That was
pretty
really good, man.
That was pretty good.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
You know, one more time, guys. Here we go.
Oh, no. You can catch that on the podcast eventually.
Hey, also a reminder, guys, you got to get your taxes done.
Oh, that's right.
It's almost time.
I think we already did ours.
I
did mine months ago.
Shout out to my wife. We got them done 2 days ago.
Gosh, finally.
We got ours. I think Brenda did ours a couple weeks ago. And we wrote a check to the government.
Oof.
That's good. Great.
We apparently need to adjust our withholding.
Great things lie in my future. This sounds lovely.
Yeah, there was something in the news that I saw this morning. I can't remember which airline it was. I think it was the Blue. What's that airline?
JetBlue.
JetBlue is doing a contest. If you have to pay the IRS this year, they're going to put you into a contest where you can win a ton of free miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly how many.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, just to kind of...
JetBlue fly out of Albuquerque? Out of Albuquerque.
It does now?
They do now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I won a contest the other day, an Instagram contest. I got a brand new office chair with a Cubs thing on the emblem on the back.
I saw that yesterday and I was like, oh my God.
It was the coolest thing ever. Yeah, I entered it a long time. I don't even remember what it's some kind of thing like follow this and make a comment or repost.
Those aren't scams?
No,
well,
dude.
This is from MLB. It was MLB's Instagram, and so I did it, and I totally forgot about it. I get a direct message from MLB.
No way.
That says, you're a finalist for this chair, and they were giving away like a bar stool or an office chair. And they said, so which one do you want?
What team? I'm Baptist.
What's your favorite? Yeah, what's your favorite team? I can't even have a bar stool. What are you talking about? What's your favorite team, your email address, and your address. Give us all
that's
that information.
Cool.
You're a finalist. And then 2 days later, I get another direct message on Instagram from MLB that says, take this, go to this website, type in this code. And so I thought, I'm going to try it. And maybe it's they're going to
wow.
charge me for shipping
I
or whatever.
Thought that
so
was
I'll
a
type
scam.
It in, and before I say submit or whatever, I type it all in. It comes up all zeros. It shows the price of the chair. And it came in the mail yesterday. I put it all together. I posted
cool.
it on Instagram.
Photo.
I can't wait to take that to my office and sit
I didn't
and type
know that you
my
won
first
that.
Email.
That's cool.
I did. Yeah. Well, it was delivered to my
Listen,
house
Listen, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I got on. I always get mad at my mom because she always does that. She'll enter those contests.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and she'll repost this. Hey, if you like us and then you know, repost, right. you know, you could win a new car.
Yeah.
And
I won
I'm like that's a scam, Mom.
I won like a $200 guitar pedal once.
Really?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that because
yeah.
then I started following them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I need to start
like,
doing that.
That's real.
I need some guitar pedals.
I've seen friends win some crazy stuff for it because it's just yeah. like, retweet this or repost
and
this and
never
follow this, and I'm
I
like,
never
right,
win
I'll
anything
try.
Like that. And so right. when I won this really sick
no, that,
chair,
that's
I was
huge.
I was pretty excited.
Is it embroidered, the Cubs
yeah,
logo?
Yeah,
gosh.
It's the yeah, right in the middle. It
yeah,
is sick,
I know.
Dude.
Oh, saw man. The photo. I was like, that's crazy.
All right, we are done.
Well done, sir.
With the show. Thank you so much, Stormy, for being a part of it this week. It's a Good Friday, so again, noon, we have a Good Friday service here at Calvary. And United Blood Services is out in the parking lot until 2:30. So swing on by and give blood. It takes about 45 minutes. Mahoots is broadcasting live starting at 10. He'll be out here in the parking lot. And have an amazing weekend. We'll see you on Sunday, hopefully, if you are attending the Sunrise Service at Lobo Stadium. 7:30 it kicks off. And we'll Steve and I are opening up the show.
Yeah,
for
we
about
are.
An hour. We're going to be entertaining you guys. Keeping you warm. Make sure you bring blankets.
Interview with Jordan Felice. The live line will be wide open, so please
yes.
join us. Hang out with us.
Sam Swan, we love you, buddy.
Love you guys, too.
Woo!
Starmy, we love you. Have a great weekend.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.